This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein you can call and you can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question or share an opinion. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. So maybe you're indisposed, you're in a car, you're at the pool, you're at the beach, and you're simply listening to the program. You don't want to call in. Well, 877-726-8255 affords you an opportunity off hours to record a question. We'll be taking some of those later during the program along with live calls. So it's been a busy week on the health front. We have some fascinating stories to share with you. How about this story? Have you heard about the 13-year-old who was admitted to medical school? Yeah, shades of Doogie Howser, M.D., and also scary news about a breakthrough case of polio. Polio hasn't been seen in the United States for nearly a decade. What's up with that? 877-726-8255. And also a very interesting study that challenges the very basis of antidepressant therapy. Is it really a chemical imbalance that the drugs are correcting? According to a new study, it casts doubt on that notion. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go on the big story of the week. President Biden came down with COVID, and it was just a matter of time. It amazes me that it's taken that long for him to get COVID, because virtually everyone has had COVID. I'm getting emails saying that this or that or the other patient has come down with COVID in spite of all the precautions they've taken. And there's a big surge because the BA5 variant of Omicron is very infectious. It's even more transmissible than the very transmissible precursors, BA2 and 3 and 4. And it's now circulating around the globe, and we're seeing more and more cases. So he is quadruple boosted or double boosted. He's gotten 4 shots. He's up to date with his boosters, and now he's receiving the drug Paxlovid. And so it's kind of a stark contrast to what happened during the reign of President Trump, where in the pre-vaccine era, he came down with COVID, a relatively serious case of COVID. He, of course, minimized it in his usual blustery way, but it was pretty serious. He was hospitalized. His oxygen levels declined somewhat alarmingly, according to accounts that emerged afterwards. And everything supposedly is going pretty well for President Biden. And that is being invoked by people like Anthony Fauci as yet another reason why we should take our boosters, and why there are now newly available medications like Paxlovid that'll make it much less likely that people will get very sick or die from COVID. But is there a more nuanced explanation for that? And I'm looking here by an outfit called Our World in Data. It's not a partisan outfit. It's not, they don't have an axe to grind against vaccinations or pro-vaccination. And it's a compilation with a graph that shows the COVID-19 weekly death rate by vaccination status in the United States for all ages. And if you look at the graph, there are actually three graphs superimposed over one another. One is for unvaccinated individuals. Another is for vaccinated individuals, but with no boosters. So they probably got the Pfizer, the Moderna times two, or the J&J times one. And then there's fully vaccinated plus booster. And if you look at the comparison, of course, this only starts around September 25th, 2021, when vaccines became generally used. And what happened in September of 2021, roughly, you know, it's about 10 months ago, is that there was a big difference in terms of the death rate. People who were unvaccinated died at a much higher rate than people who were vaccinated or people who were boosted. And then we get to a big surge, which happened over Christmas of 2021 into January and February of 2022, when a lot of people got COVID. That's when I got COVID, in spite of having two Pfizer vaccinations. And again, there's a big difference in the death rate. It's kind of like comparing the Rocky Mountains to the gentle slopes of the Berkshire Mountains when you compare unvaccinated individuals to people who are vaccinated, or people who are vaccinated and had a booster on top of that. People fared a little better when they got the booster than if they were simply vaccinated. And then you see a big decline overall in deaths, taking us up to the last date which the graph records, which is April 30th, 2022. And what you see is a flattening out of the curve where, yes, the unvaccinated, very slightly higher risk of dying, but it's virtually indistinguishable from those who are fully vaccinated with no booster, the two-shot folks, or the fully vaccinated up-to-date people with three and four boosters. And so what I conclude from that is that it's not so much that the vaccines are dramatically more effective. It's just that COVID is milder. It's more transmissible, for sure. People are getting it left and right, but it is much milder. And the COVID that Trump got was a much more vicious version of the virus than the virus that Biden got. And you can compare their comorbidities. Yes, Trump was overweight, also in his 70s. Biden has atrial fibrillation, which is a risk factor. He's got some asthma, respiratory problems. He's older than Trump was at the time that he got it. He's a little, you know, got to say it, he's a little bit frail. And you'd kind of worry if he caught it back in 2020 or 2021. But nowadays, COVID is a different thing. And, yeah, vaccination and boosting does confer some additional protection, but not that much against something which is far less likely to result in hospitalizations and deaths. And, by the way, there are still deaths, hundreds of deaths each week in the United States due to COVID, but by no means anything like the terrible death toll that occurred earlier during the pandemic. And then there's the Paxlovid that he's taken. And Paxlovid, by the way, the medication that Fauci took when Fauci caught it a few weeks ago. And what happened with Fauci was he took it, felt better, and then stopped, as is indicated. It's a five-day course. And then he suffered from Paxlovid rebound, and he felt even worse than he did before he took the Paxlovid, which is a familiar theme with that medication. There's an article here from science.org. Bad news for Paxlovid? Coronavirus can find multiple ways to evade COVID-19 drug. And what they say here is they're doing a lot of lab studies that show that the coronavirus is pretty ingenious. It can mutate in ways that make it less susceptible to Paxlovid, which is by far the most widely used of the two oral antiviral drugs authorized to treat COVID-19 at this point in the United States. Molnupiravir is another one. That's the Merck drug, the Pfizer drug, Paxlovid. And what it suggests is that when you put pressure on the virus, it escapes. It's like antibiotic resistance. It's viral resistance. The newly identified mutations have yet to become widespread, but it's inevitable. Given the amount of infections out there and the number of people taking Paxlovid, it's going to happen. And by the way, Paxlovid remains restricted to use in people with risk factors, making them more likely to develop severe COVID-19. So it's not for everyone. It's not like, you know, you're a young, healthy person, no comorbidities. I want the Paxlovid. No, it's going to make a difference because Pfizer earlier this month halted a large trial of the drug in standard risk COVID-19 patients because it was failing to show statistically significant protection against death or hospitalization. So this is what may happen with the Paxlovid. We certainly wish the president well and hope that he recovers. Also a concern, will he have an aftermath? Will he suffer from fatigue? Will he suffer as some people have, particularly people who show mild cognitive impairment, sort of pre-dementia? They are more likely to suffer cognitive problems, sort of a low double-digit percentage of older individuals, even after relatively mild COVID, may drop a few IQ points. So it's not so much what's going to happen in the here and now. He'll be fine, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many authoritative people. It's what it's going to do to his energy, his stamina, his ability to focus on the presidency in the aftermath of COVID. That is a potential concern. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we'd love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor-formulated with recovery-supporting ingredients, including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
To ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number, or if you prefer to email your question, questions@drhoffman.net. Let's take one of those recorded questions that people called in.
Hi, I'm calling about a friend. She's having gastric bypass in a couple of weeks. Now she's on a liquid diet in preparation for that. I was thinking, I don't know what I can do for her. She can drink broth and she's drinking protein powder. I was thinking of maybe giving her probiotics or something. Is there anything I could do? What would you do for this when I get the bypass surgery? What would be a good thing to do now?
Okay. You know, when it comes to a bypass surgery, it's a big deal. And, you know, because people have a comorbidity, you know, they're very overweight to begin with, their recovery can be a little sketchy. So proper nutrition and proper nutritional support before surgery is very important. So I'm not sure what they're giving her, but they're suggesting that she be on a light diet because it's surgery on the gastrointestinal tract. And, in fact, that's why in many surgeries they recommend NPO, nothing by mouth, in effect a little bit of a fast. And so she's being suggested that she have clear liquids to reduce the stomach contents and the intestinal contents. And, you know, the suggestion is that she might do well to take some additional zinc and vitamin C. Those are some of the two key nutrients that are necessary for proper healing. I wouldn't go overboard on the probiotics because if you take some of these really high potency probiotics, you can actually create a bacterial excess, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And that's not something that you want going into the surgery. You might take something gentle like a capsule or two of Dr. Hira's probiotics. That would be pretty innocuous. And, you know, a lot of what happens in gastric bypass, you know, part of it is that you have less absorptive surface, so you absorb less nutrients, and the nutrients, the food kind of runs through you. But part of what happens, and it's been established, is that you change your gastrointestinal flora with bypass. The anatomical changes change the home for the bacteria, where the bacteria live in your intestinal tract. And you modify your bacteria into bacteria that are more congenial to weight loss. That's been demonstrated because they take the bacteria from animals that have had gastrointestinal bypass and they give them to animals who haven't, and the animals lose weight even without gastrointestinal bypass. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, there you have it. But where it really gets interesting is, what do you do after gastrointestinal bypass? And there's a whole slew of nutrients that get poorly absorbed. So you have to be very careful with nutritional supplementation. We work with many patients who've had gastrointestinal bypass to ensure that they remain in good health afterwards. Because, yes, you lose weight, but you can suffer from some pretty severe nutritional deficiencies because of the nature of that surgery. We have been pitching our Support Our Supplements campaign. It's SOS, Save Our Supplements, because Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements. They're trying to pass a bill for mandatory product listing. And it looked like it was an inevitability, because the way that they wanted to sneak that bill in is as a rider to a necessary appropriation for the Food and Drug Administration. And if the Food and Drug Administration doesn't get its appropriation, well, it would just crash and burn. So almost inevitable that this would pass. Well, what's happening, good news, is that some senators are pushing back. Senator Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, the ranking member on the HELP committee, wants to introduce a clean version of the FDA user fee bill that excludes any mandatory product listing or dietary supplement language. So, this is not a time for complacency. Keep the pressure up on Congress. Go to drhoffman.com/ANH, that stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, to learn how you can take action, because we want to safeguard our access to supplements going forward. But, you know, so far, at least a glimmer of hope that they won't be able to ramrod this bill through Congress by tacking it on. You know, it's like making a sausage. How do you make a sausage? You throw all kinds of crappy ingredients in there and you get a sausage. Well, that's what they're doing with this bill, and we want to stop it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. Do you remember the TV show Doogie Howser, in which a teenager became a doctor? And there was actually some truth to that notion, because as you get older, you notice, especially if you're in the hospital, where they have young medical students and doctor trainees, interns and residents in the hospital, they look like Doogie Howser. They like, oh my goodness, you're my doctor? They look so young because of the change in perspective as you get older. But have you heard this story about the 13-year-old who was accepted to medical school? That's a real story. Alina Annalie Wicker, at 13, is on her way to medical school. She just learned that she's been accepted to the University of Alabama at Birmingham for 2024 through the Burroughs Welcome Scholars Early Assurance Program. That makes her 10 years younger than the average incoming medical student. And I actually went to medical school when I was a little early, a little older. I completed college, and then I worked for a few years, and then I decided I wanted to go to medical school, but it took me some time to accumulate the prerequisites, the credits from the science courses. And by the time I started medical school, I was, I guess, 25. So, yeah, that's pretty incredible. She is, at 13, a student at both the Arizona State University and is simultaneously earning two separate undergraduate degrees in biological sciences. It's pretty incredible. She is a very mature young lady. There's a picture of her here. She is African-American, and she's a big advocate for STEM for young girls of color. In fact, she has set up an advocacy organization called the Brown STEM Girl, aimed at providing opportunities to girls of color who are interested in exploring careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. And, she plays soccer, participates in track and field, making her, you know, those are the kinds of things they look for in college and medical school applications. She's well-balanced. Her hobbies include going to the arcade with friends, singing, cooking, and traveling. Interestingly, she says, statistics would have said I never would have made it. A little black girl adopted from Fontana, California. I'll tell you, I'm from Southern California. Fontana is not the garden spot of the Los Angeles region. I've worked so hard to reach my goals and live my dreams. Mama, I made it. I couldn't have done it without you. So this is fantastic. But I got to say, you know, having been, I can't say I was a prodigy, but I was a smart kid. And this is in the era when they had kids skip grades, and I skipped a grade. And it was tough because, yeah, intellectually I could keep up with the schoolwork. I was kind of bored with the schoolwork, so they said, well, he's so bored, you know, they've been there, done that with all the stuff that they're teaching him in the third grade. So they skipped me to the fourth grade. And what happens is it's socially challenging, and I was always the youngest, shortest kid, and especially with the girls, because at a certain age you start getting interested in the girls, and when the girls are like, you know, a head taller than you, and you're trying to go to dances and you're trying to go on dates, it's tough. But ultimately, you know, it all worked out. 877-726-8255, our number. And did you know that chocolate is actually a functional food? It tastes delicious, and it really, really hits your brain in terms of its flavor characteristics. It also works on your brain and works on your heart. This, the result of a recent study completed at Harvard, showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. So, if I sound a little smarter, do I sound a little smarter during today's program? I think I do, because I've had my Flava Naturals cocoa powder. I put it into my decaf, and I warmed it up again. And I think it makes me more focused, mentally efficient. But the problem is you need to eat five or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of the studies. Well, Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate Cocoa Powder and Beverages are designed to deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. And their secret is sourcing. They source premium high flavanol cocoa beans, and then they process them naturally so as not to destroy their flavanol content. And the result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day, and I think it gives me a boost before a long bike ride or a run or a session in the pool. For more information, luscious recipes, and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com, FLAVA, FlavaNaturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at FlavaNaturals.com. This item has to do with, just when you say it, thought it was safe to go back in the water. You know, we had the murder hornets. We had COVID. We had monkeypox. And now, polio? The first U.S. polio case was discovered in nearly a decade, according to health officials in New York. And so a lot of people have said, you know, this is reason to reinforce the vaccine message, because vaccines work. And I agree that it's very important to take the polio vaccine, because polio was a terrible scourge. If you look at a newspaper from the day I was born, October 7, 1952, by the way, I share a birthday with President Putin of Russia. Vladimir Putin and I were born on the same day and date. 1952, this was 3 years before the concerted campaign to eradicate polio, and people were very concerned that their kids were going to get polio and develop horrible problems, paralysis, and even death. And there's a lot of older adults who have post-polio syndrome because they were born in the 40s or earlier, and they got it when polio was rampant. You know, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, had paralysis from polio, devastating. So the story is that a person, unidentified person, got polio in the Rockland County area of New York, which is an area where there's been some vaccine refusal because there are a lot of Orthodox Jews, and many are signed on with vaccines, but there's some deep suspicion about vaccines. And the controversy about the COVID-19 vaccines and their efficacy and the misstatements by the CDC have undermined people's confidence in vaccines. So people, unfortunately, are not taking other vaccines that are even more plausible and tried and true and effective than the COVID-19 vaccines. So they're really concerned that this could spread. Now, there's more to the story than just, you know, this person refused vaccination. The way that this person is likely to have received the virus is via a person who may have been vaccinated. Here's how that happens. There's two types of polio vaccines. There's the Salk vaccine and the Sabin vaccine. The Salk vaccine is the injectable vaccine, the first vaccine that was introduced. And then because of the ouch with the injection, they said, put it on a sugar cube. That's a more acceptable way to get the vaccine. The problem is that the oral vaccine is not dead. It's live. It gives you a attenuated case of polio, very attenuated, very mild. But unfortunately, under selection pressure, just like the COVID-19 virus is evolving and eluding immunity and vaccines and resistance and medications, the polio virus that was administered with the oral polio vaccine is mutating to become more virulent and to become potentially transmissible. And that is the likely scenario by which this unvaccinated individual got a case of polio in 2022. And you might say, well, why are they still administering the oral vaccine? Well, in 2000, they stopped authorizing it for use in the United States. But in other countries across the world, it's easier to administer. You know, there's no ouch. And you just put a sugar cube on a kid's tongue, and voila, you've got immunity. It is likely that the person who brought it in may have come from a foreign country where the oral vaccine is still utilized. But it's unclear what's happening. But, you know, it kind of emphasizes that regardless of what you think about the new vaccine, the COVID vaccines, maybe you think, well, you know, it's milder now, I'll take my chances. When it comes to other diseases, it's important to get immunization. Especially now that polio is out and about. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, so call us now or record a question or send your questions to questions@drhoffman.net. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. We're open for questions or comments during the program, or you can call 24/7, 365, and record a question. Okay, so when it comes to the use of antidepressants, which, by the way, is soaring, a very high double-digit percentage of Americans taking antidepressant medications, particularly what are called the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And the theory here is that they boost serotonin, which is deficient in a lot of people. It is said that the people have a chemical imbalance and that we're simply correcting it by using these powerful antidepressant medications. And by raising serotonin, you can impact mood. And it's a little like a vitamin deficiency. Say you're deficient in vitamin B12 and you're feeling lousy and you can't think straight and you have numbness and tingling in your extremities. And so you take vitamin B1 or vitamin B12 and you're better because it just normalizes your levels. So another example is hypothyroidism. It's a condition which is easy to identify. You feel lethargic. You can't lose weight. Your skin is dry. You're very susceptible to the cold. And then you take thyroid medication, which is identical to what your thyroid makes, and it's available by prescription. And then it brings your thyroid hormones into the normal range, and you feel good. Same thing with testosterone replacement for men in andropause. They have low T. The same with women who go through menopause. You give them back some estrogen, progesterone, and they feel good. And it's natural. So that was actually the prevailing narrative about the efficacy of SSRIs, which, by the way, they do work. They do work, but they don't work in everyone. There are a lot of people who are refractory, who don't respond to SSRIs. And so they did a big study. And I'm looking at the study very carefully. I don't think they have an axe to grind against the pharmaceutical industry. They're not Scientologists who don't believe in medication under any circumstances. The study was published on July 20th online in Molecular Psychiatry. And they did a very exhaustive review looking at numerous studies since the 1960s. And here's what they found. According to senior author Mark Horowitz, who's got a bunch of credentials, he's an MD, PhD at University College in London, we found no consistent evidence in the main avenues of serotonin research that there is an association between serotonin and depression. We found no support for the hypothesis that lower serotonin activity or concentrations are responsible for depression. It's not an evidence-based statement, he says, that depression is caused by low serotonin. If we were more honest and transparent with patients, we should tell them that an antidepressant might have some use in numbing their symptoms, but it's extremely unlikely that it will be the solution or cure for their problem. Wow, how novel. The theory that low serotonin levels may be the cause of depression was first proposed in the 1960s with the invention of these drugs. The investigators note, however, there was only one of several hypotheses. Nevertheless, the idea caught on and has been influential for decades and provides an important justification for the use of antidepressants. You just have a chemical imbalance, and we're going to fix it. Let's give you back something which your body is lacking. And recent surveys show that 80% or more of the public is now sold on this theory. Most, according to Dr. Horowitz, the author of this study, most people think that depression is caused by a, quote, chemical imbalance in their brains or by low serotonin. And this is what many doctors tell patients who are depressed. It's kind of reassuring. It's like, look, it's not your fault you're depressed. It's not your job, your spouse, your life circumstances, your attitude, or your diet, which we know has a big impact, your lack of exercise, et cetera. It's you just have a chemical imbalance, so we're going to fix you right up. They get a meta-analysis of 19 studies looking at a metabolite of serotonin called 5-HIAA in the cerebrospinal fluid. Because, you know, looking at it in the urine, okay, well, maybe you need to look at it in the brain. Well, how do you access, can't stick a needle in the brain. So you just get some, you do a spinal tap, and you look at levels in the spinal fluid. That is the fluid that circulates around in the brain. Well, they found no evidence of an association between 5-HIAA concentrations and depression. So Horowitz says to say that any chemical causes depression is probably a very suspect statement, because depression is a complex emotional and behavioral state that, of course, involves chemicals. But the idea that can be pinpointed on a single chemical seems very unlikely. He continues, the endless search for a single magic bullet chemical that causes depression is probably looking in the wrong place, because there's such strong evidence that circumstances of our lives, stressful life events, poverty, work insecurity, relationships have a strong effect on the risk of depression. So he continues, our time is better spent by changing circumstances that lead to depression rather than trying to decipher the chemical equation of depression. The study findings call antidepressant use into question. And here's an item that accompanies this is high-dose vitamin B6 supplementation, according to a recent study, also July 2022, reduces anxiety. So in this study, they found that vitamin B6 supplementation reduced self-reported anxiety and reduced the risk of depression. So there you have it, in terms of there's nutritional support avenues. We need to look at hormones. We need to look at life circumstances. We need to take a more holistic approach. Also, there's evidence that anxiety may result from inflammation of the brain. It may result from insulin resistance in the brain due to a high carbohydrate diet. Ups and downs of blood sugar may play a role. We need to take a multifaceted approach, because a considerable percentage of people who take these SSRI medications get no relief or incomplete relief because their psychiatrists are one-note Charlies when it comes to drug interventions. 877-726-8255.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
To celebrate the launch of new Duracell with Power Boost ingredients, Duracell, America's number one trusted battery brand, has teamed up with Make-A-Wish this summer to power outdoor experiences for Wish kids across the country. And they've partnered with Bear Grylls to help them do it.
We've planned something special for a Make-A-Wish kid named Cameron, who's told them that his greatest wish is to go on an adventure together. And part of any great adventure is always going to be a great headlamp. Whether you're hiking at night, exploring caves, and make sure you've got batteries that are powerful enough to do the job. The new Duracell Optimum with Power Boost ingredients are engineered for more, helping you to get the most out of the moments that matter, like spending more time in the great outdoors and making memories with your family.
For more info, check out Duracell.com/PowerBoost, where you can learn more about their partnership with Make-A-Wish this summer and how you can...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The chief of the World Health Organization says the expanding monkeypox outbreak in more than 70 countries is an extraordinary situation that qualifies as a global emergency. White House Virus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Yap agrees that the WHO's issuing a global health emergency, but he says the U.S. isn't ready to do that.
I'm supportive of it. I think Dr. Tedros made the right call. We are seeing monkeypox in lots of countries around the world, many of them not really being able to manage it.
Yah told the Fox News Sunday program today the U.S. has little over 2,000 cases of the monkeypox, and that includes two children.
Whether we declare a public health emergency here or not will be based on the facts on the ground and what that declaration will allow us to do. No decisions on that have been made so far.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 16,000 cases of monkeypox have been reported in 74 countries. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. economy is slowing, but pointed to healthy hiring as proof that it's not yet in recession. Her appearance on NBC's Meet the Press comes ahead of a slew of economic reports that will be released this week. Meanwhile, House Republicans held a news conference today to address the high inflation rate. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says a year ago, President Biden told the American people inflation was temporary after the Consumer Price Index increased to 5.4%. Since then, inflation skyrocketed to 9.1%, the highest rate in over 40 years. Scalise's Democrats just refused to address the issue.
Here we are facing another week where Democrats will not bring up any bills on the House floor to lower gas prices, to lower inflation, to secure America's border, to address the serious problems that families are facing.
And you can always check out the latest news, read the best analysis, find them both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
In golf, Tony Finau earns a comeback win at the 3M Open in Minnesota.
A long-hitting 32-year-old posting a final round 67 to finish at 17 under, surging to the lead on the back of three birdies in a row from the 14th. Despite a bogey at the last, Finau finished three shots clear of Emiliano Grillo and Sungjae Im, who shared second. Overnight leader Scott Piercy led by four shots with nine to go, but a disastrous back nine 41 dropped him back into a tie for fourth. It was the third PGA Tour win for the talented Finau and his second within the last 12 months. I'm Graham Agars.
Darren Clark birdied the last hole to beat Patrag Harrington and win the Senior British Open by one shot. Clark and Paul Broadhurst were level at 9-under overall after the third round, but it was Harrington who soared into contention at Glen Eagles with a 3-under 67. Clark now adds a senior major to his claret jug from the 2011 British Open. SRN News. Allowing non-U.S. citizens to vote in U.S. elections, still a very hot topic in New York City.
The city passed a law allowing anyone to vote in local elections, regardless of citizen status, but a judge tossed it out, saying the law was inconsistent with the state constitution and with election law. The city has now filed an appeal, saying New York stands for inclusion. Keisha Stevens reporting.
The new U.S. ambassador to Australia, Caroline Kennedy, says the United States needs to engage more with the Pacific region at a time when China is asserting its presence. Kennedy spoke with reporters at Sydney International Airport after arriving to take on her new role. She's due to formally present her credentials later today, filling a post that's been vacant for 18 months. During a visit to the region, Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley says Chinese military has become significantly more aggressive and dangerous over the past 5 years. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tuning in today, we have an excellent program for you. Here today with my friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn with the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And you're going to want to write this phone number down. He's based in Kansas City, and he and his great team, okay, but they work with clients nationally. We'll talk with Bruce here in just a moment, but it's 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
All right. So do you work with quite a few folks around the country?
We do. I think we are licensed and servicing about 47 states right now. So I'm getting ready to make some pretty good road trips the next few weeks.
There we go. Okay. And as of last week, the program is covering, I believe, 23, 24 states and Washington, D.C. So
right. And we're in most of those states. So that's exciting.
Yep, and then that number will be expanding, and hopefully we're in all 50 here. We may need to, once we're in Hawaii, we probably need like quality control. We need to go over and check that out.
I think we should broadcast from Hawaii at least a couple of times a year.
Remote broadcast.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Sean, Alicia, we need some remote broadcasting going on here. So, all right. So, Bruce, I know that you wanted to talk about some insurance and life insurance today in the wonderful world of finances as it relates to seniors and their caregivers. But I have to ask you the question, with the brand new inflation number that very recently came out that made everyone gasp because it hit a new milestone. Yuck. What do you think about that?
Well, it's exciting times, obviously. And I actually predicted what it was going to do this month pretty close. I knew it was going to be a little bit higher than it had been. March was at 8.54%, and then April dipped a little bit at 8.3%, and then May came back at 8.6%, and then 9.1% that we just recently heard. The challenge there is energy was so high in June. And gas prices filter through everything that we're buying, or just about everything we're buying. So it was very understandable that it was going to creep up. It didn't really creep out of the expected trend line, in my opinion. And the market took that pretty well. Dow Jones, I feel like, has kind of somewhat settled into a bottom trough the last 4 weeks or so. It doesn't seem to want to go below 30,000. So I think most of the capitulation that's happened, kind of a fancy word for getting the scared money out of the way, and short sellers leaning down a little bit and kind of steadying up. So I think that we're maybe looking at a kind of a dog paddle forward this summer. I do think inflation is going to turn back downward as we get the numbers for July, which will be coming out in August. I think that we're going to see a lower number for July, and that'll be some good positive momentum for the market at that point.
All right. And with 401ks turning into 201ks, we talked about that, I think, last month. Don't get too scared. You said hold it, and you gave us a lot of good guidance on that.
Right. Some of the silver lining to your accounts, if you have some dividends or some interest payment components or yield, as we call it, then you're buying more shares at a lesser cost. And if you're not taking too much money out of your account during these downturns, and then you end up having more horsepower, more shares, when the market, you know, eventually comes back up, which historically it's always recovered. You just don't know how long it's going to stay down and how long it's going to take to get back up. But it's actually, there's some silver linings to that. You know, wealth is created a lot better in downturns like this because you, like I said, you can expand your coverage of shares you have a lot better.
And you're kind of referring to dollar cost averaging. You just continue to invest in.
Well, that's part of it. If you're adding new money in, then it's probably a wise idea or one suggestion would be dollar cost averaging is one way to do it. That way, if we're wrong and the market does go down further, you're not putting all of your extra money in at the wrong time. But, interest payments from bonds, for example, pay typically monthly, and stock payments will typically pay their dividends quarterly. And so as those come out, they're typically a straight dollar amount per share. But they're rebuying that same date that that yield is paid. They're rebuying at whatever the current price is.
Okay.
So if the price is down, you're getting more shares bought for that same dollar buying power.
That makes total sense. So if you have questions, if you want to get a second opinion, again, we visited with Bruce Glenn, the Glenn team, wealth planning at Infinitas a number of times on the program. We'll continue to do that, but reach out to Bruce and the great team, 913-563-7327. And again, they work with clients and families nationwide. So you wanted to talk about life insurance today, and I do have some specific questions. As you know, we're focused on providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. But let's jump in with just kind of one of the basic questions. What are the primary types of life insurance?
Sure. Thanks, Steve. So term insurance and then a permanent insurance, and then you also have your work insurance policies. And we can kind of dive into each one of those a little more, you know, deeply as you feel
sure.
like you want to cover.
But, yeah.
You know, that's kind of what most people have. Term insurance is more of a specific time frame of coverage. Maybe it's 5, 10, 15, 20, or even 30 years of coverage. And it's your least expensive way to get some protection for a short period of time or whatever time frame that you're able to, you know, qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the insurance companies realize they're probably not going to end up paying that claim out because you're likely to live past whatever that time frame is you qualify for. So, therefore, the coverage is less expensive. But typically, that's something you might want to take out to get kids through school or cover getting the home paid off or certain things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That if something were to happen, you want that windfall of money to be able to, you know, pay off those specific goals and needs.
And so that's term.
Right.
And so
right.
Term is just straight insurance for a specific term, a period of time.
Correct. There are times that some term policies will allow you to continue that past that term, but it gets extremely expensive at that point. And you might want to do that. Say, for example, you have a bad health issue at that point. There might be a reason to keep that. So seniors, beware about that. If you have it, you might be able to extend it if you've gotten a bad diagnosis from the doctor.
But if you bought that at 50 and you bought a 20-year term and now 70, there's going to be just a giant premium coming up 20 years later.
Yeah, absolutely. So most people don't keep it past that. And hopefully they've gotten, you know, through the goals that they had to, gotten retirement in good shape and don't no longer need that type of coverage
and maybe,
or kids through school, whatever the case might be.
And maybe self-insured, you've got the house paid off, some of those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, that makes sense. And then you mentioned permanent.
Correct. So permanent insurance is something that is designed to theoretically last your whole life. And so that somebody's going to get the value for this policy. I do want to caution, that's why I wanted to bring this up today, because you're hearing a lot of advertisements on the radio right now. And people are trying to or offering to buy somebody's life insurance that they no longer feel like they need.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want people to be careful about that because basically that's a situation where a separate company is willing to buy your policy from you, and they're going to pay you pennies on the dollar for it. And, you know, if you don't no longer need it and your health is in pretty good shape, then that might be a viable option for you for whatever reason. But there's a lot of companies out there doing that, so I would definitely shop it if you're going to do that. But more importantly, I would revisit your policy, and we can help people with that because a lot of times people don't really understand the ins and outs of their policies. But you may have the ability to get a cash settlement out of your policy itself, or other things that you may have some value for that you may want to keep it for other reasons, long-term care or other things like that that you may not remember or know about.
Okay. All right. And that makes sense. And I have noticed the airways flooded with our company. I forgot the name of the company. It doesn't matter. And yeah. I think it's multiple companies advertising. But, yeah, we'll buy your insurance policy and help out with our retirement or with, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that's really interesting. There must be some a catch or two in there.
Well, I think they're hoping you'll knock off before their time value of the money they invest in your policy pays off. So, yeah, be careful. You don't want someone hunting you down to knock you off.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm just joking about that, obviously. But,
yeah.
But still, it is a time value of money study for that company.
Okay. And then what about a work policy? My wife has some life insurance coverage through her employer.
Right. So and that is usually very low cost. Again, the insurance company doesn't need to keep it too long, or they figure you're going to change jobs. But here's the thing about it. A lot of times people will not get their own personal policy thinking they're well covered with work. Well, fast forward 10, 20, 30 years from now, and now maybe you don't have the job, and maybe you no longer, from a health standpoint, are able to qualify for your own insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I always caution people, don't rely on that too much.
See, and I think that would be really, really easy to do. And I agree that could be a gigantic mistake. Well, I've got a couple hundred thousand through work. And then most folks change their work, their employers, kind of like you change your socks.
Yeah, five, six, seven times a career.
Very quickly.
Most
people,
yeah.
Very frequently. And then all of a sudden you don't have the coverage. So we're going to be back with Bruce Glenn with more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. A life insurance policy can do more than provide a death benefit. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member of FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
In the shadows. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. The Sun Goddess was angry with her brother for acting foolishly. She was so mad at the decisions he was making that she retreated into a cave and refused to come out for quite some time. The world, then, was left in darkness because of her reaction to his foolishness. How about you? How do you react when others don't speak or act in the way that you want them to? In what ways do you respond or retreat? And how much darker is the world without your light in those moments? Instead of allowing yourself to remain in the shadows when other people are acting in ways that you don't want, be mindful to allow your light to continually shine. For insight into your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. Again, that's 800-903-5962. Paid for by NPS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. A life insurance policy can do more than provide a death benefit. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Bruce, why is that true? Life insurance, I mean, that's supposed to pay a death benefit. I thought that's kind of what it does, but I guess there's more to it than that.
Well, there can be. So, you know, that is typically why you take out that policy, is for that death benefit to provide for your family. But you can do some hybrid policies. So for folks, senior care especially, that might be an option to be able to bolt in some long-term care type benefits to your life insurance policy. And those typically work in terms of if you go on care need where you've lost two or more of the daily activities of living, or cognitive by itself would usually qualify, then you may be able to access the full death benefit of that policy ahead of time over a prescribed amount of percentage per month as you need it for. And it's typically a doctor would say that you qualify for this. The insurance company at the end of the day doesn't care a whole lot because they figure they're going to pay you off anyway. But there is a cost to that. They'll either charge you an additional fee to have that rider, or they may charge you at the time you're actually taking it out. So there's different ways that insurance companies will do it, and they're all different. So that's why we're independent and have all the different options available to us. There's another strategy that a lot of companies will use as well for folks that may have maximized their 401k participation levels, or maybe they've maxed out their IRAs. Different types of savings. You can do a life insurance as a retirement plan, or it's called a LERP, and just a code name. But that's the process where you take out a permanent policy, but you overfund it. And there are some limitations on how much you can overfund it. But the idea there is you build up an excess amount of cash at a quicker level, and then if you take it out in the prescribed amount and manner, you can take that out tax-free. So typically that's a loan against your policy. And I will caution everybody on here, especially seniors and caregivers, but these insurance companies will charge a different amount of loan out against that policy. And to be honest with you, a lot of times people will forget they've had that mentioned to them, or maybe it might have been missed, but there can vary anywhere from, I've seen as low as 1.5% to borrow that money out, and I've seen, you know, some very well-known companies that kind of, that's their lead product, they may charge 7 or 8% to borrow your own money out of the policy. So
ouch.
You really want to, exactly. You really want to know what you want, and want to know what you're getting into. But it can be a very good tax-free strategy for folks.
That is a LERP.
Yeah, life insurance as a retirement plan.
Okay, I've not heard that acronym before. I always learn something.
Right. And so, you know, things like with times like we're in right now, where the market's been down, these permanent policies. They're designed with a hypothetical illustration, assuming certain rates of return inside the policy. Now, some of these policies, you can put all the risk out on the insurance company where they're covering it from their general account and you don't have any risk. But there's also the type of policies where if you want, like that LERP, if you want that cash value to grow, typically you're going to invest in the markets or some combination of investments. And when you've had, you know, low interest rates that we've been in for a long time, or you've had some downturns in the market like 2008, 2009, or even the dot-com bubble if you had a policy for a long time, or the current, you know, downturn or COVID, and that can certainly affect the internal performance of that permanent policy. So this is where I'm really concerned for the senior citizens especially and their families, because if you have this type of a policy and you just assume it's on automatic pilot and it's going to be there for you no matter what, you may be sadly mistaken. So we want to offer up and do in-force illustration, as it's an easy process to request. You can do it yourself or we can do it for you. And that will, the insurance company is required to send that out to you within a few weeks. And then you can see, is this internal growth and money management process working sufficiently enough to keep this policy in place? Because, you know, a permanent policy is actually a series of term policies on a year-by-year renewal built inside that.
So what if it's not performing like it should? What happens?
Right. So if somebody isn't aware of it, or maybe they've even moved and the insurance company doesn't have their address, heaven forbid, the policy could just go into default.
And it's just gone.
Yeah. Or you may have a short period of time you can bring it back up to speed. But it's going to be very expensive to bring it back up to speed, get it up to par. If you find out about it ahead of time, so like with all of our clients, we want to do this in-force illustration on a regular basis to make sure that the policy is still performing. But if you find out early enough there's a problem there, you can start paying in more premium to it, or you might even want to go shop it around if you're, you know, I call it refinancing your life insurance.
Yeah.
If your health's okay, you may be able to get a better policy for more benefits at less cost or the same cost, and you need to shop that around once in a while as well, but you want to see if it's going to hold up or not.
I would shop that around. If you have a policy and you think it may work like that and you're not sure where you're at with it, you're not sure what the performance of that policy is, I would take about 1.2 seconds, and then I would pick up the phone and call Bruce. So here, seriously, like he said, you may be in for a rude awakening. That's my term, not his, but don't get caught off guard. Just know where you're at. 913-563-7327. 913-563-7327. You mentioned earlier you can bolt on some long-term care coverage. Now, is that to an existing policy, or would they be buying a different policy altogether?
Right. So in this example, and not every insurance company offers this, but certain ones do, where they offer this rider that you can add on to your life insurance policy at the time of purchase. And again, you can either pay for it at that time where it's a little more expensive, or if you're not sure if you're going to need it, and then nobody is sure, right?
Yeah.
And some of them will not charge you at the front side, but they will give you, they may take $1.15 off your death benefit for every dollar they give you for long-term care. So they may, you know, kind of charge that on the backside of usage of it.
There's an administrative fee and a handling fee, essentially.
Right. And basically, they've done an actuary study of how long they think you'll live, and if they're having to give some of that death benefit out ahead of time, they don't have as much time to work with that money. And so the time value of money is what they're really charging you for in that case.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And so from all of the studies that I've read, and you'll know better than I, but is it like about 5 to 6% of our population actually has long-term care insurance?
It's pretty low. I would say that's about right. I've heard numbers as low as 4% or even less than that. But yeah, absolutely. And obviously some people are going to self-fund and they don't need that, but it's a good way to do it.
Okay. And so when I talk to people, I think I'm a huge fan of long-term care insurance. I don't think it's a nice to have. I think it's a got to have these days with the cost, because I work in long-term care. And but you hear all these people, well, I'm paying all these premiums. What if I don't use it? Well, 75% of us, all of us, will require long-term care at some point in our lives. So if you don't need it, then you just won the lottery. But if you combine it with life insurance, that's actually a really good hybrid opportunity.
Right, because one way or another, your family's going to get the benefit or you're going to get the benefit.
Yeah.
And even if you have a terminal illness, heaven forbid, the policies I like the best will give you a rider that you can take the full amount of the death benefit out ahead of time within 12 months if they get bad diagnosis.
perfect, perfect. Bruce Glenn with the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And Bruce, thanks for being here today. I always learn something. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate the time. Have a good day.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
We've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so let's continue with the financial theme of the day. And I'm kind of in the mood to do a little myth busting.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, so I hear this stuff out in the market all the time. So if I'm hearing it and people are saying it, then guess what? Once in a while, you know me. If I hear it a lot out in the market, I just feel the nudge that I need to share that with you on the radio program. So the first myth is my Medicare policy will pay for my home care services. I just heard that from a client last week. Oh, well, my Medicare will cover that, right? I'm like, no, it, and he was really counting on that. To the tune of $20, $22 to upwards of $30 to $35 an hour. And he's like, well, wait a minute, what do you mean? Medicare's not going to cover that? And I'm like, no. So the fact is, Medicare does not pay for home care services. And I talked about home care last week a little bit on the program. That is non-medical in-home assistance to help you out with your activities of daily living, some light housekeeping, doing the laundry, maybe a little bit of cooking, running errands, you know, all that kind of stuff. All right, just being there, being for companionship, that kind of thing. So Medicare absolutely does not pay for home care services, that non-medical in-home assistance type of home care services. Here's another myth. I heard this in the last 10, 12 days. The myth is Medicare will pay for my assisted living community at $6,000 a month. Oh, well, Steve, I've got the best Medicare policy that you can buy. Best one ever. And so that's going to pay for my assisted living, right? And I'm like, well, no, not really. It's not going to pay for that. And it does not cover that at all. So the myth is Medicare will pay for my assisted living community, but the fact is Medicare absolutely will not pay for assisted living. And I'm talking about Medicare, all right? Here's another myth. I might hear this one once a week. Maybe more. Medicare will pay for my long-term care, my stay in a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. But the fact is, and this will surprise you, the fact is Medicare will not pay for your stay in a long-term care community. It does not pay for long-term care. Might be surprised by that. Well, Steve, well, wait a minute. Well, that's a medical level of coverage. What are you talking about? Oh, sorry, Medicare, they don't touch it. Now, there's a little bit of a footnote to that one. I'll talk about that here in just a second. But Medicare, what does Medicare pay for? So just think of Medicare as your health insurance. And if you think of it like that, So if you're retired and you have Medicare, it's your health insurance. And so just think about before you were retired and you worked at a particular company and you participated in the health insurance, employer-sponsored, employer-based health insurance. Maybe they paid part of the premiums, you paid part of it, but what does that cover? It pays for all of your medical-related expenses, so hospitalization, doctor's visits, labs, tests, x-rays, you know, all that kind of stuff. So Medicare is your health insurance, and it pays for those things, but it pays for some other things as well. So it will pay for hospice care. Did you know that? If you have a Medicare policy and you're like, well, no, I don't want to bring hospice in because, you know, I don't want to spend the money. Well, you're making a big mistake. First of all, bring in hospice care. And guess what? Medicare is going to cover it. They'll help you understand that, and they'll help you go through all that. Your hospice provider will. Medicare is going to pay for home, now wait for it, home health care. Okay, so home health care is different than home care. Home care is non-medical in-home assistance. Home health care is provided by a Medicare-certified home health agency that provides skilled intermittent nursing visits, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Okay, and now here's the confusing part when I said it doesn't pay for long-term care in your stay at the nursing home, okay? Here's that little footnote. It will pay for skilled nursing and rehab provided where? You guessed it, at the nursing home. Well, wait a minute, Steve, now I'm confused. Okay, it will not pay for any of the other things that I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. But it will pay for the things that I just covered. Now, when you're hospitalized, or if you're hospitalized for 3 overnights, and an inpatient, so your technical status is inpatient status in the hospital receiving treatment for something, 3 overnights, you automatically qualify for a stay in a skilled nursing and rehab center, which is a nursing home that also offers skilled nursing and rehab. They're Medicare certified. They do offer that. That same nursing home may also offer, and the vast majority of them do offer both, skilled nursing and rehab and long-term care. Well, Steve, you just said they didn't pay. No, they don't pay for long-term care, but they will stay. They will pay for your skilled nursing and rehab. So here's how it works. Let's say the very common situation, God forbid, but you have a fall and you fracture your hip or you injure yourself. Let's stick with the hip. You go into the ER. They're like, yeah, you have a fracture. We're going to have to keep you here overnight, evaluate. So they go through all of that, and they're like, yep, you're going to need a hip replacement, or you're going to need your hip pin, some sort of a surgical procedure. All right, so you're there, you get your surgery, you're recovering, you're there for 3 overnights, and you automatically qualify to go to a skilled nursing and rehab center in the first 20 days, covered by Medicare, covered at 100%. They pay the full amount. And it's kind of amazing how many 20-day stays I see out there in skilled nursing and rehab centers. Is that a coincidence? I'm not sure about that. Of course, I'm being a little facetious there. So days 21 through 100, so your maximum stay is 100 days. Do not count on getting 100 days. You probably will not. I've seen very few people get 100 days. Usually, depending on the issue, it's 2 or 3 weeks, up to 4 to 6 weeks. Most folks are definitely discharged by 8 weeks, but it could be 100 days. So the first 20 days covered at 100%, days 21 through 100, there is a copay that you are responsible for. It is $194.50 per day. And you're like, well, wait a minute. I thought you said Medicare covers it. Yeah, they cover 100% to 20 days, days 21 through 100, if you need that many. Okay. $194.50. However, here's the catch. If you have a supplemental, a Medicare supplement policy, like a Part F, they quit selling Part F. It is the most comprehensive plan that you could buy. They quit selling that, but a lot of folks still have Part F and they hung on to them. Run about 250, maybe 300 bucks a month, but it's a Cadillac. It pays for everything. Okay, so if you have a Part F, a Part G, a Part N, whatever your Medicare supplement policy is, it's highly likely that it will pay the $194.50 per day. In fact, it does on those policies. There are some other flavors of Medicare supplements that may or may not pay for that. But the bottom line is that is exactly how that works. So remember, if you have a supplemental policy, it will cover that copay amount, and that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, so sticking with the financial theme of the day, coming up next, I'm going to address long-term care insurance and why you definitely need that type of policy.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, even off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
90.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Bolt your doors, lock your windows, turn off your lights, and come with me into the Weird Darkness. I'm Darren Marlar, the host of Weird Darkness, where I bring you true stories of the paranormal, supernatural, legends, lore, the strange and bizarre, crime, conspiracy, mysterious, macabre, unsolved, and unexplained. Named one of the 20 best storytellers in podcasting by Podcast Business Journal. Named one of the best paranormal podcasts of the year by Player FM, FeedSpot, and Podcast Magazine. Whether it's ghosts, aliens, monsters, murders, or unsolved mysteries, I cover it all on Weird Darkness. Episodes posted 7 days a week. Find Weird Darkness on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and everywhere you can find podcasts. Or listen now online at WeirdDarkness.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. If you have a question, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so sticking with the financial theme of the day, let's talk about how do we pay for senior care? That's one of the core categories of the program. And in fact, last weekend at church, I play in the band, in the worship team, I play drums, and I absolutely love it. We just play some amazing music, I'm just surrounded by some excellent musicians and singers. But one of the folks, they're like, okay, so tell me about the program. I was talking about being nationally syndicated, and we were kind of celebrating that. And they said, now what all do you discuss on the program? And I said, well, we have core categories with lots of subcategories in there. We talk about how to remain independent in your own home, and there are lots and lots of things to talk about related to that. Another category is, when do you need to consider transitioning from your home to a senior care community? What's available? What do they offer? What do they cost? How do you find the right one and the best fit? So spend a fair amount of time on that. That's a big one. And then another category is how to pay for the high cost of senior care. And we talk about some other categories as well, but I went through all of the different categories. And we talk about, elder law and estate planning and caring for the caregiver. It just goes on and on and on and on. But let's just talk about how do we pay for senior care. So if you ever hear the term private pay, that means that you're spending your own money for your care. So you're using your own resources and you're writing a check. It is out of pocket. So if they say, no, our services, if you ask that question that I talked about on Myth versus Fact, well, my Medicare is going to cover this, right? No. This service is private pay. That's what they're talking about. Private pay. It's your own resources. All right. So we talked about, Medicare is your medical or your health insurance coverage. Medicaid, and I could spend about 10 episodes on that one. Medicaid will help. Medicaid program, if you can qualify for it, will pay for the majority of your cost in long-term care. I'll break that down on another program because there's a lot to talk about on that one, right? And then we have the VA aid and attendance benefit. So every single time I sit down with the client with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and, you know, we talk about, you know, we're trying to determine and develop that care profile to determine what level of care do we need, what type of care do we need, how are we going to pay for it, what are our location parameters, and any personal preferences and needs. So I always ask, are you a veteran? Is your spouse a veteran? If we're talking with a widow or widower, was your spouse a veteran? I always ask that. And I'm going to have some national level representatives from the VFW national headquarters and a veteran service officer on the program sometime here fairly soon. We're going to break down that benefit for you as well. But let's talk about long-term care insurance. So again, about everything that I've read, about 5 to 6% of us have long-term care insurance, but about 75% of us will require and have to pay for long-term care at some point in our lives. And I don't know how many times I've heard, well, Steve, I mean, what if I pay all this money and all these premiums and I never have to use the insurance? And I'm like, well, first of all, congratulations. You beat the odds big time. So that's actually a good thing. But think about this. You pay for car insurance, and what do? I hope I never have to use it. That's what I hope. I hope I never have to use my homeowner's insurance. But guess what? If I need my car insurance because of a wreck, or if I need my homeowner's insurance because of, you know, roof damage or whatever it is, I'm covered. I'm made whole. So I'm not exposing my assets, my resources to cover that loss or cover that major repair. I've transferred that to the insurance company. It's the same thing with long-term care insurance. It will pay. That is a special type of coverage that will pay. Okay, so let me back up. It used to be, when it started out in the 90s, it was not an exciting policy. It was nursing home coverage. So it was tough to sell. It was not exciting sounding at all. Hey, you want a nursing home policy? Oh, no thanks. No thanks. Right? Well, over the years, policies have improved greatly and expanded their coverage. Most of them have a rider that you can add to offer inflation protection. So enter 9.1 inflation. That one's really important today. They'll pay for home care services, that non-medical in-home assistance. They'll pay for adult daycare services. They'll pay for assisted living, and they'll also pay for long-term care. So you have a few components of long-term care insurance policies. First of all, there's an elimination period, which is the same as a deductible, essentially. The most common one I've seen out there is 90 days. So that means if your elimination period or deductible is 90 days, that means that you pay out of pocket for that long-term care. Let's say it's assisted living, whatever it is, whatever's covered, and whatever you're paying for, you pay for it out of pocket for 90 days, and then the policy kicks in, and on the 91st day, it will start paying out a daily benefit. Okay, so if you have a shorter elimination period or a smaller deductible, then your premiums go up. If you have a longer elimination period or a higher deductible, premiums go down. Okay, you see the relationship there. And then the daily benefit, I used to recommend $200 a day, and now I solidly recommend $250 a day of coverage, more if possible. But again, the higher the benefit, the higher the premium. But $250 is going to pay for most of the cost of a shared room in long-term care, all right? And it's going to cover the vast majority of assisted living communities. I recommend a five-year term. Longer is better, but guess what? The average length of stay in assisted living, 2.4 years. The average length of stay in long-term care, 2.4 years. So there's your five-year coverage. Right, and that's why you see so many five-year plans out there. It's just the national statistics, just the numbers. And then I think this is a requirement, a must-have, a 5% inflation rider. That means that the coverage bumps up 5% per year. Now, your premiums kind of start to bump up a little bit as well, but you have to have that because in 15, 20 years, your policy is going to pay for about half of the cost 15 or 20 years down the road. And now all of a sudden, it's not an effective policy or an effective coverage level. And then your policy must be, you will thank me for this. I'm not going to break it down. I don't have time. But your policy must be a state partnership plan. And if it isn't, or if you're not sure, ask your insurance broker. And again, you need that, okay? And you'll thank me later for it. I recommend age 55 plus or minus 5 years. You can definitely buy it if you're older than that. But you have to qualify with your good health. So hopefully that will help you understand long-term care insurance a little better. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A violent weekend in Los Angeles where 7 people shot, 2 fatally, at a car show in a public park. Police issued a tactical alert around 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon because the shooter was still at large. President Biden continuing to improve significantly, according to his doctor. Lingering sore throat, though, from his coronavirus infection.
Biden's doctor says the president is responding to therapy as expected and continues taking the antiviral Paxlovid. White House Virus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says that helps reduce the chance of severe illness.
He's doing better, thankfully, because he's vaccinated, boosted, getting treated.
He tested positive Thursday. It's unclear who gave him the BA5 variant of the Omicron strain of COVID.
He's been meeting with people. He's been meeting with Americans. And so it's going to be very difficult to trace back and figure out who gave it to him.
That audio courtesy Fox News Sunday. So far, no one the 79-year-old president has been close to has COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
The Chinese military has become significantly more aggressive and dangerous over the past 5 years. That according to Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley, who made the observation during a trip to the Indo-Pacific that included a stop Sunday in Indonesia. The results of a New York Times poll continue to make political waves.
The poll not only revealed a low presidential approval rating of 33%, it showed hardly any Biden support among voters under the age of 30. Young voters were key in the president's 2020 victory over Donald Trump. But now, according to the Times poll, a stunning 94% of voters under 30 do not want Mr. Biden to run again in 2024. Most of them think he is too old for another term in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
City residents in the Northeast fleeing a hot spell in favor of beaches, pools, and forests. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The new U.S. ambassador to Australia, Caroline Kennedy, said Friday the United States needs to engage more with the Pacific region at a time when China is asserting its presence. Kennedy spoke with reporters at Sydney International Airport after arriving to take on her new role. She's due to formally present her credentials on Monday, filling a post that's been vacant for 18 months. Author Brad Thor tells the Salem News Channel, China's like a mold. It's weaving its way into every facet of American life.
Even throughout academia, there are some Chinese-funded programs throughout the United States. And if your university has one of those, you can't get DOD funding, which goes to a lot of campuses. And a lot of people don't know that the Department of Defense does this.
Thor's latest book is entitled Rising Tiger. A third day of problems between the UK and France at the border. More news and analysis at townhall.com. Facebook is rolling out an update that enables its 2 billion daily users to view their friends' posts in chronological order.
The feature is the company's latest attempt to keep people coming back to its social network amid intensifying competition from TikTok. The changes will offer up two different perspectives. When Facebook users first open the app, they will initially see the usual news feed featuring posts selected by an algorithm. But a new feed tab in the shortcut bar of the mobile app will now allow users to see all of their friends' posts in the order they were shared. Jason Walker reporting.
A Maryland man died after police say his Lyft driver ordered him out of the car when the six passengers got into a fuss. It happened in the middle of Delaware Highway. The 43-year-old man exited on the right side and was struck and killed by a passing vehicle. More stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Honey, look at my sunburn. It's feeling so bad.
That reminds me, my car has a sunburn. I better call Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 530-226-0992.
Your car has a sunburn?
Yes, peeling top coat and paint. Plus, they can also fix that dent and straighten the frame.
Mako, huh?
Yes, Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Seriously, I was talking about my sunburn.
And I was talking about Mako.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein you can call and you can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question or share an opinion. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. So maybe you're indisposed, you're in a car, you're at the pool, you're at the beach, and you're simply listening to the program, you don't want to call in. Well, 877-726-8255 affords you an opportunity off hours to record a question. We'll be taking some of those later during the program along with live calls. So it's been a busy week on the health front. We have some fascinating stories to share with you. How about this story? Have you heard about the 13-year-old who was admitted to medical school? Yeah, shades of Doogie Howser, M.D., and also scary news about a breakthrough case of polio. Polio hasn't been seen in the United States for nearly a decade. What's up with that? 877-726-8255. And also a very interesting study that challenges the very basis of antidepressant therapy. Is it really a chemical imbalance that the drugs are correcting? According to a new study, it casts doubt on that notion. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go on the big story of the week. President Biden came down with COVID, and it was just a matter of time. It amazes me that it's taken that long for him to get COVID, because virtually everyone has had COVID. I'm getting emails saying that this or that or the other patient has come down with COVID in spite of all the precautions they've taken. And there's a big surge because the BA5 variant of Omicron is very infectious. It's even more transmissible than the very transmissible precursors, BA2 and 3 and 4. And it's now circulating around the globe, and we're seeing more and more cases. So he is quadruple boosted or double boosted. He's gotten four shots. He's up to date with his boosters, and now he's receiving the drug Paxlovid. And so it's kind of a stark contrast to what happened during the reign of President Trump, where in the pre-vaccine era, he came down with COVID, a relatively serious case of COVID. He, of course, minimized it in his usual blustery way, but it was pretty serious. He was hospitalized. His oxygen levels declined somewhat alarmingly, according to accounts that emerged afterwards. And everything supposedly is going pretty well for President Biden. And that is being invoked by people like Anthony Fauci as yet another reason why we should take our boosters, and why there are now newly available medications like Paxlovid that'll make it much less likely that people will get very sick or die from COVID. But is there a more nuanced explanation for that? And I'm looking here by an outfit called Our World in Data. It's not a partisan outfit. It's not, they don't have an axe to grind against vaccinations or pro-vaccination. And it's a compilation with a graph that shows the COVID-19 weekly death rate by vaccination status in the United States for all ages. And if you look at the graph, there are actually three graphs superimposed over one another. One is for unvaccinated individuals. Another is for vaccinated individuals, but with no boosters. So they probably got the Pfizer, the Moderna times two, or the J&J times one. And then there's fully vaccinated plus booster. And if you look at the comparison, of course, this only starts around September 25th, 2021, when vaccines became generally used. And what happened in September of 2021, roughly, you know, it's about 10 months ago, is that there was a big difference in terms of the death rate. People who were unvaccinated died at a much higher rate than people who were vaccinated or people who were boosted. And then we get to a big surge, which happened over Christmas of 2021 into January and February of 2022, when a lot of people got COVID. That's when I got COVID, in spite of having two Pfizer vaccinations. And again, there's a big difference in the death rate. It's kind of like comparing the Rocky Mountains to the gentle slopes of the Berkshire Mountains when you compare unvaccinated individuals to people who are vaccinated, or people who are vaccinated and had a booster on top of that. People fared a little better when they got the booster than if they were simply vaccinated. And then you see a big decline overall in deaths, taking us up to the last date which the graph records, which is April 30th, 2022. And what you see is a flattening out of the curve where, yes, the unvaccinated, very slightly higher risk of dying, but it's virtually indistinguishable from those who are fully vaccinated with no booster, the two-shot folks, or the fully vaccinated up-to-date people with three and four boosters. And so what I conclude from that is that it's not so much that the vaccines are dramatically more effective. It's just that COVID is milder. It's more transmissible, for sure. People are getting it left and right, but it is much milder. And the COVID that Trump got was a much more vicious version of the virus than the virus that Biden got. And you can compare their comorbidities. Yes, Trump was overweight, also in his 70s. Biden has atrial fibrillation, which is a risk factor. He's got some asthma, respiratory problems. He's older than Trump was at the time that he got it. He's a little, you know, got to say it, he's a little bit frail. And you'd kind of worry if he caught it back in 2020 or 2021. But nowadays, COVID is a different thing. And, yeah, vaccination and boosting does confer some additional protection, but not that much against something which is far less likely to result in hospitalizations and deaths. And, by the way, there are still deaths, hundreds of deaths each week in the United States due to COVID, but by no means anything like the terrible death toll that occurred earlier during the pandemic. And then there's the Paxlovid that he's taken. And Paxlovid, by the way, the medication that Fauci took when Fauci caught it a few weeks ago. And what happened with Fauci was he took it, felt better, and then stopped, as is indicated. It's a five-day course. And then he suffered from Paxlovid rebound, and he felt even worse than he did before he took the Paxlovid, which is a familiar theme with that medication. There's an article here from science.org. Bad news for Paxlovid? Coronavirus can find multiple ways to evade COVID-19 drug. And what they say here is they're doing a lot of lab studies that show that the coronavirus is pretty ingenious. It can mutate in ways that make it less susceptible to Paxlovid, which is by far the most widely used of the two oral antiviral drugs authorized to treat COVID-19 at this point in the United States. Molnupiravir is another one. That's the Merck drug, the Pfizer drug, Paxlovid. And what it suggests is that when you put pressure on the virus, it escapes. It's like antibiotic resistance. It's viral resistance. The newly identified mutations have yet to become widespread, but it's inevitable. Given the amount of infections out there and the number of people taking Paxlovid, it's going to happen. And by the way, Paxlovid remains restricted to use in people with risk factors, making them more likely to develop severe COVID-19. So it's not for everyone. It's not like, you know, you're a young, healthy person, no comorbidities. I want the Paxlovid. No, it's going to make a difference because Pfizer earlier this month halted a large trial of the drug in standard risk COVID-19 patients because it was failing to show statistically significant protection against death or hospitalization. So this is what may happen with the Paxlovid. We certainly wish the president well and hope that he recovers. Also a concern, will he have an aftermath? Will he suffer from fatigue? Will he suffer as some people have, particularly people who show mild cognitive impairment, sort of pre-dementia? They are more likely to suffer cognitive problems, sort of a low double-digit percentage of older individuals, even after relatively mild COVID, may drop a few IQ points. So it's not so much what's going to happen in the here and now. He'll be fine, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many authoritative people. It's what it's going to do to his energy, his stamina, his ability to focus on the presidency in the aftermath of COVID. That is a potential concern. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we'd love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number, or if you prefer to email your question, questions@drhoffman.net. Let's take one of those recorded questions that people called in.
Hi, I'm calling about a friend. She's having gastric bypass in a couple of weeks. Now she's on a liquid diet in preparation for that. I was thinking, I don't know what I can do for her. She can drink a broth and she's drinking, you know, protein powder. I was thinking of maybe giving her probiotics or something. Is there anything I could do? What would you do for a person that's going to get the bypass surgery? What would be a good thing to do now?
Okay. You know, when it comes to a bypass surgery, it's a big deal. And, you know, because people have a comorbidity, you know, they're very overweight to begin with, their recovery can be a little sketchy. So proper nutrition and proper, nutritional support before surgery is very important. So I'm not sure what they're giving her, but they're suggesting that she be on a light diet because it's surgery on the gastrointestinal tract. And, in fact, that's why in many surgeries they recommend NPO, nothing by mouth, in effect a little bit of a fast. And so she's being suggested that she have clear liquids to reduce the stomach contents and the intestinal contents. And, you know, the suggestion is that she might do well to take some additional zinc and vitamin C. Those are some of the two key nutrients that are necessary for proper healing. I wouldn't go overboard on the probiotics because if you take some of these really high potency probiotics, you can actually create a bacterial excess, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And that's not something that you want going into the surgery. You might take something gentle like a capsule or two of Dr. Hira's probiotics. That would be pretty innocuous. And, you know, a lot of what happens in gastric bypass, you know, part of it is that you have less absorptive surface, so you absorb less nutrients, and the nutrients, the food kind of runs through you. But part of what happens, and it's been established, is that you change your gastrointestinal flora with bypass. The anatomical changes change the home for the bacteria, where the bacteria live in your intestinal tract, and you modify your bacteria into bacteria that are more congenial to weight loss. That's been demonstrated because they take the bacteria from animals that have had gastrointestinal bypass and they give them to animals who haven't, and the animals lose weight even without gastrointestinal bypass. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, there you have it. But where it really gets interesting is what do you do after gastrointestinal bypass? And there's a whole slew of nutrients that get poorly absorbed. So you have to be very careful with nutritional supplementation. We work with many patients who've had gastrointestinal bypass to ensure that they remain in good health afterwards. Because, yes, you lose weight, but you can suffer from some pretty severe nutritional deficiencies because of the nature of that surgery. We have been pitching our Support Our Supplements campaign. It's SOS, Save Our Supplements, because Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements. They're trying to pass a bill for mandatory product listing. And it looked like it was an inevitability because the way that they wanted to sneak that bill in is as a rider to a necessary appropriation for the Food and Drug Administration. And if the Food and Drug Administration doesn't get appropriation, well, it would just crash and burn. So almost inevitable that this would pass. Well, what's happening, good news, is that some senators are pushing back. Senator Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, the ranking member on the HELP committee, wants to introduce a clean version of the FDA user fee bill that excludes any mandatory product listing or dietary supplement language. So, you know, this is not a time for complacency. Keep the pressure up on Congress. Go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, to learn how you can take action, because we want to safeguard our access to supplements going forward. But, you know, so far, some, at least a glimmer of hope that they won't be able to ramrod this bill through Congress by tacking it on. You know, it's like making a sausage. How do you make a sausage? You throw all kinds of crappy ingredients in there and you get a sausage. Well, that's what they're doing with this bill, and we want to stop it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company, and why Megastar Financial?
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
With Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
You've probably heard of Angry Birds, originally a game where players shot flightless birds with a slingshot in order to destroy towers and buildings. It's super fun. But now available for your mobile device is Angry Birds Journey, the newest Angry Birds game. Ben Mattis is from Rovio, the makers of Angry Birds.
If what you know about Angry Birds is slingshots, then Angry Birds Journey is going to be immediately familiar. And so it's incredibly accessible, even more so than in some ways some of the previous Angry Birds slingshot games. It's very bright, it's very colorful, and yet it has this really sort of addicting depth because, you know, every level is a puzzle. Every level has a sort of optimal path to solve it, and then, of course, all sorts of other ways that you can play through it as well.
Angry Birds Journey is a free download from the Apple App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. Do you remember the TV show Doogie Howser, in which a teenager became a doctor? And there was actually some truth to that notion, because as you get older, you notice, especially if you're in the hospital, where they have young medical students and doctor trainees, interns and residents in the hospital, they look like Doogie Howser. They like, oh my goodness, you're my doctor? They look so young because of the change in perspective as you get older. But have you heard this story about the 13-year-old who was accepted to medical school? That's a real story. Alina Annalie Wicker, at 13, is on her way to medical school. She just learned that she's been accepted to the University of Alabama at Birmingham for 2024 through the Burroughs Welcome Scholars Early Assurance Program. That makes her 10 years younger than the average incoming medical student. And I actually went to medical school when I was a little older. I completed college, and then I worked for a few years, and then I decided I wanted to go to medical school, but it took me some time to accumulate the prerequisites, the credits from the science courses. And by the time I started medical school, I was, I guess, 25. So, yeah, that's pretty incredible. She is, at 13, a student at both the Arizona State University and is simultaneously earning two separate undergraduate degrees in biological sciences. It's pretty incredible. She is a very mature young lady. There's a picture of her here. She is African American, and she's a big advocate for STEM for young girls of color. In fact, she has set up an advocacy organization called the Brown STEM Girl, aimed at providing opportunities to girls of color who are interested in exploring careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. And, she plays soccer, participates in track and field, making her, you know, those are the kinds of things they look for in college and medical school applications. She's well-balanced. Her hobbies include going to the arcade with friends, singing, cooking, and traveling. Interestingly, she says, statistics would have said I never would have made it. A little black girl adopted from Fontana, California. I'll tell you, I'm from Southern California. Fontana is not the garden spot of the Los Angeles region. I've worked so hard to reach my goals and live my dreams. Mama, I made it. I couldn't have done it without you. So this is fantastic. But I got to say, you know, having been, I can't say I was a prodigy, but I was a smart kid. And this is the era when they had kids skip grades, and I skipped a grade. And it was tough because, yeah, intellectually I could keep up with the schoolwork. I was kind of bored with the schoolwork, so they said, well, he's so bored, he's been there, done that with all the stuff that they're teaching him in the third grade. So they skipped me to the fourth grade. And what happens is it's socially challenging, and I was always the youngest, shortest kid, and especially with the girls, because at a certain age you start getting interested in the girls, and when the girls are like, you know, a head taller than you, and you're trying to go to dances and you're trying to go on dates, it's tough. But ultimately, you know, it all worked out. 877-726-8255, our number. And did you know that chocolate is actually a functional food? It tastes delicious, and it really, really hits your brain in terms of its flavor characteristics. It also works on your brain and works on your heart. This, the result of a recent study completed at Harvard, showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. So, if I sound a little smarter, do I sound a little smarter during today's program? I think I do, because I've had my Flava Naturals cocoa powder. I put it into my decaf, and I warmed it up again. And I think it makes me more focused, mentally efficient. But the problem is you need to eat five or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of the studies. Well, FlavoNatural's performance dark chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages are designed to deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. And their secret is sourcing. They source premium high flavanol cocoa beans, and then they process them naturally so as not to destroy their flavanol content. And the result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day, and I think it gives me a boost before a long bike ride or a run or a session in the pool. For more information, luscious recipes, and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com, F-L-A-V-A, FlavaNaturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at FlavaNaturals.com. This item has to do with, just when you say it, thought it was safe to go back in the water. You know, we had the murder hornets. We had COVID. We had monkeypox. And now polio? The first U.S. polio case was discovered in nearly a decade, according to health officials in New York. And so a lot of people have said, you know, this is reason to reinforce the vaccine message, because vaccines work. And I agree that it's very important to take the polio vaccine, because polio was a terrible scourge. If you look at a newspaper from the day I was born, October 7, 1952, by the way, I share a birthday with President Putin of Russia. Vladimir Putin and I were born on the same day and date. 1952, this was 3 years before the concerted campaign to eradicate polio, and people were very concerned that their kids were going to get polio and develop horrible problems, paralysis, and even death. And there's a lot of older adults who have post-polio syndrome because they were born in the 40s or earlier, and they got it when polio was rampant. You know, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, had paralysis from polio, devastating. So the story is that an unidentified person, got polio in the Rockland County area of New York, which is an area where there's been some vaccine refusal because there are a lot of Orthodox Jews, and many have signed on with vaccines, but there's some deep suspicion about vaccines. And the controversy about the COVID-19 vaccines and their efficacy and the misstatements by the CDC have undermined people's confidence in vaccines. So people, unfortunately, are not taking other vaccines that are even more plausible and tried and true and effective than the COVID-19 vaccines. So they're really concerned that this could spread. Now, there's more to the story than just, you know, this person refused vaccination. The way that this person is likely to have received the virus is via a person who may have been vaccinated. Here's how that happens. There's two types of polio vaccines. There's the Salk vaccine and the Sabin vaccine. The Salk vaccine is the injectable vaccine, the first vaccine that was introduced. And then because of the ouch with the injection, they said, put it on a sugar cube. That's a more acceptable way to get the vaccine. The problem is that the oral vaccine is not dead. It's live. It gives you a attenuated case of polio, very attenuated, very mild. But unfortunately, under selection pressure, just like the COVID-19 virus is evolving and eluding immunity and vaccines and resistance and medications, the polio virus that was administered with the oral polio vaccine is mutating to become more virulent and to become potentially transmissible. And that is the likely scenario by which this unvaccinated individual got a case of polio in 2022. And you might say, well, why are they still administering the oral vaccine? Well, in 2000, they stopped authorizing it for use in the United States. But in other countries across the world, it's easier to administer. You know, there's no ouch. and you just put a sugar cube on a kid's tongue, and voila, you've got immunity. It is likely that the person who brought it in may have come from a foreign country where the oral vaccine is still utilized. But it's unclear what's happening, but, you know, it kind of emphasizes that regardless of what you think about the new vaccine, the COVID vaccines, maybe you think, well, you know, it's milder now, I'll take my chances. When it comes to other diseases, it's important to get immunization, especially now that polio is out and about. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, so call us now or record a question or send your questions to questions@drhoffman.net. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. And here is Michelle Seiler-Tucker, author of Exit Rich.
So business owners really have to start thinking and planning their exit from day one of starting or buying their business. And most business owners never plan for the exit because they wake up one day and say, boom, I got to sell my business. And Michelle, by the way, I think my business is worth $20 million. And which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, is maybe $100,000. Business owners don't base the value on what the business is actually worth. They base it on what they need to retire on. Buyers don't care about what you need. They care about what the value of your business is.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. We're open for questions or comments during the program, or you can call 24-7, 365, and record a question. Okay, so when it comes to the use of antidepressants, which, by the way, is soaring, a very high double-digit percentage of Americans taking antidepressant medications, particularly what are called the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And the theory here is that they boost serotonin, which is deficient in a lot of people. It is said that the people have a chemical imbalance and that we're simply correcting it by using these powerful antidepressant medications. And by raising serotonin, you can impact mood. And it's a little like a vitamin deficiency. Say you're deficient in vitamin B12 and you're feeling lousy and you can't think straight and you have numbness and tingling in your extremities. And so you take vitamin B1 or vitamin B12, and you're better because it just normalizes your levels. Or another example is hypothyroidism. It's a condition which is easy to identify. You feel lethargic. You can't lose weight. Your skin is dry. You're very susceptible to the cold. And then you take thyroid medication, which is identical to what your thyroid makes, and it's available by prescription, and then it brings your thyroid hormones into the normal range, and you feel good. Same thing with testosterone replacement for men in andropause. They have low T. The same with women who go through menopause. You give them back some estrogen, progesterone, and they feel good, and it's natural. So that was actually the prevailing narrative about the efficacy of SSRIs, which, by the way, they do work. They do work, but they don't work in everyone. There are a lot of people who are refractory, who don't respond to SSRIs. And so they did a big study. And I'm looking at the study very carefully. I don't think they have an axe to grind against the pharmaceutical industry. They're not Scientologists who don't believe in medication under any circumstances. The study was published on July 20th online in Molecular Psychiatry, and they did a very exhaustive review looking at numerous studies since the 1960s, and here's what they found. According to senior author Mark Horowitz, who's got a bunch of credentials, he's an MD, PhD at University College in London, we found no consistent evidence in the main avenues of serotonin research that there is an association between serotonin and depression. We found no support for the hypothesis that lower serotonin activity or concentrations are responsible for depression. It's not an evidence-based statement, he says, that depression is caused by low serotonin. If we were more honest and transparent with patients, we should tell them that an antidepressant might have some use in numbing their symptoms, but it's extremely unlikely that it will be the solution or cure for their problem. Wow, how novel. The theory that low serotonin levels may be the cause of depression was first proposed in the 1960s with the invention of these drugs. The investigators note, however, there was only one of several hypotheses. Nevertheless, the idea caught on and has been influential for decades and provides an important justification for the use of antidepressants. You just have a chemical imbalance, and we're going to fix it. We'll just give you back something which your body is lacking. And recent surveys show that 80% or more of the public is now sold on this theory. Most, according to Dr. Horowitz, the author of this study, most people think that depression is caused by a, quote, chemical imbalance in their brains or by low serotonin. And this is what many doctors tell patients who are depressed. It's kind of reassuring. It's like, look, it's not your fault you're depressed. It's not your job, your spouse, your life circumstances, your attitude, or your diet, which we know has a big impact, your lack of exercise, etc. You just have a chemical imbalance, so we're going to fix you right up. They did a meta-analysis of 19 studies looking at a metabolite of serotonin called 5-HIAA in the cerebrospinal fluid. Because, looking at it in the urine, okay, well, maybe you need to look at it in the brain. Well, how do you access, can't stick a needle in the brain. So you just get some, you do a spinal tap, and you look at levels in the spinal fluid. That is the fluid that circulates around in the brain. Well, they found no evidence of an association between 5-HIAA concentrations and depression. So Horowitz says to say that any chemical causes depression is probably a very suspect statement, because depression is a complex emotional and behavioral state that, of course, involves chemicals, but the idea that can be pinpointed on a single chemical seems very unlikely. He continues, the endless search for a single magic bullet chemical that causes depression is probably looking in the wrong place, because there's such strong evidence that circumstances of our lives, stressful life events, poverty, work insecurity, relationships, have a strong effect on the risk of depression. So he continues, our time is better spent by changing circumstances that lead to depression rather than trying to decipher the chemical equation of depression. The study findings call antidepressant use into question. And here's an item that accompanies this is high-dose vitamin B6 supplementation, according to a recent study, also July 2022, reduces anxiety. So in this study, they found that vitamin B6 supplementation reduced self-reported anxiety and reduced the risk of depression. So there you have it, in terms of there's nutritional support avenues. We need to look at hormones. We need to look at life circumstances. We need to take a more holistic approach. Also, there's evidence that anxiety may result from inflammation of the brain. It may result from insulin resistance in the brain due to a high carbohydrate diet. Ups and downs of blood sugar may play a role. We need to take a multifaceted approach, because a considerable percentage of people who take these SSRI medications get no relief or incomplete relief because their psychiatrists are one-note Charlies when it comes to drug interventions. 877-726-8255.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
To celebrate the launch of new Duracell with Power Boost ingredients, Duracell, America's number one trusted battery brand, has teamed up with Make-A-Wish this summer to power outdoor experiences for Wish kids across the country. And they've partnered with Bear Grylls to help them do it.
We've planned something special for a Make-A-Wish kid named Cameron, who's told them that his greatest wish is to go on an adventure together. And part of any great adventure is always going to be a great headlamp. Whether you're hiking at night, exploring caves, and make sure you've got batteries that are powerful enough to do the job. Okay. The new Duracell Optimum with Power Boost ingredients are engineered for more, helping you to get the most out of the moments that matter, like spending more time in the great outdoors and making memories with your family.
For more info, check out Duracell.com/PowerBoost, where you can learn more about their partnership with Make-A-Wish this summer and how you can...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. It's beginning to heat up all across the nation.
Residents in the Northeast bracing for record-breaking temperatures as a week-long hot spell continues all along the eastern seaboard. Excessive heat warnings have become the norm, with readings in the upper 90s to low 100s, with very high humidity readings. In Philadelphia, 100 Sunday, before even factoring in the humidity. New York City medical examiners confirming one person had died of heat-related causes. In addition, a number of sporting events either shortened or outright canceled. Jason Walker reporting.
Average price of gas down 32 cents over the past 2 weeks, $4.54 a gallon, 55 cents less than the past 6 weeks, and $1.32 higher, though, than it was a year ago. Nationwide, highest gas in Los Angeles at $5.65 a gallon, the lowest in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area at $3.90. And the average price of diesel dropping 22 cents over the last fortnight to $5.55 a gallon. Most abortions will become illegal in Wyoming on Wednesday after Governor Mark Gordon gave the go-ahead Friday under a new state law.
The law bans abortions except in cases of rape or incest or to protect the mother's life or health. The Wyoming legislature approved the ban, and Gordon signed it into law in March, expecting that the U.S. Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade. That happened June 24th. Wyoming's ban will now take effect after the state attorney general completes a review. Keith Peters reporting.
Meanwhile, a New York Times poll not only reveals a low presidential approval rating of 33%, but shows hardly any President Biden support among voters under the age of 30. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A new lunar rover is under development.
Lockheed Martin and Goodyear are collaborating as NASA gears up for a return to the moon. Unlike the rover first used during the Apollo 15 mission, built to last only a few days, the new lunar vehicle is being built for extended use. The lunar vehicles will need to withstand extreme conditions on the moon's surface, where temperatures drop to a minus 250 degrees Fahrenheit at night and rise to over 250 degrees Fahrenheit during the day. John Scott report.
About 30,000 workers at Mexico's largest fixed-line telephone and internet company have gone on strike. Telefonos de México is better known as Telmex and was once a state-owned company that controlled basically all phone service in Mexico. But since its privatization in the 1990s, anti-monopoly controls have forced the firm to yield ground to other cell phone and internet providers. Breaking news at townhall.com. NASCAR Cup history repeated at Pocono Raceway.
For only the second time in its nearly 75-year history, NASCAR disqualified a race winner and the runner-up as the cars of teammates Denny Hamlin, the winner, and runner-up Kyle Busch were found to be illegal in post-race inspection at Pocono Raceway. That moved Chase Elliott from third to first. NASCAR said the Joe Gibbs Racing cars had material in the front fascia that was found to be illegal and did not conform to the rulebook. The change moves Tyler Reddick to second and Daniel Suarez to third. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Joseph Newgarden collapsed in the motorhome lot following his late crash in Sunday's race at Iowa Speedway and was taken to a Des Moines hospital by helicopter for evaluation. The Team Penske driver, who had cut open the back of his head when he collapsed, was awake and alert as he was loaded on board. Meanwhile, the Pato O'Rourke of Arrow McLaren SP was the winner of the race. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time in Duffy's Tavern. And then later we have Robert Young as Jim Anderson in Father Knows Best. The guest in this opening episode was one of radio's first stars. Ed Wynn was born Isaiah Edwin Leopold in Philadelphia and began his career in vaudeville. Then he starred in the Ziegfeld Follies. And in the early 1930s, he would head up his own popular radio show, The Fire Chief, sponsored by Texaco Gasoline. Although it was radio, the stage-trained Wynn liked to perform for his live audience. So unlike most radio shows, he actually treated it like a visual show, wearing costumes, acting out segments, often bouncing his gags off announcer Graham McNamee. McNamee was also a legendary sportscaster, and he later hosted the informational series Behind the Mic. Well, in addition to Wynn and show creator Ed Gardner, this episode also features Eddie Green, Charlie Cantor as Finnegan, Ken Peters as Joe, and in the role of Miss Duffy is Florence Hallop. It's from May 25th, 1949.
Myers, makers of Mom, the safer deodorant, and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you Duffy's Tavern transcribed with our guest tonight, Ed Wynn, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you leave me to eat? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Where was I last night? I went to the opera. Yes, the opera, you know, Misery with the French Horns. Yeah, Duffy, there's two kinds of people that go to the opera, you know. There's them that goes because they think it's the thing to do, and Then there's their husband. Yeah. Then there's the type that goes just... they go just because they get free tickets. Yes, I had a very good seat. In fact, for opera, it was the best kind. Yeah, I was behind a post in the last row. And guess who I met there? He's coming down here tonight. Ed Wynn. Wynn, Duffy. As if in, if you're married, you can't. Huh? Who is he? He's one of those lowbrow comedians. Yeah, you know, the kind that gets laughs. You can't place him? Well, look, Duffy, remember in the old days when you turned on the radio and you used to get a lot of static? Well, if the static giggled, it was Wynn. Yeah. Well, look, Duffy, I think we've had enough fun for one nickel. I'll call you back.
Hey, Miss Archie, how'd you like the opera last night?
The opera? Well, Eddie, it was sort of in between.
In between?
Yeah, too loud for sleeping and too soft for snoring.
How'd you happen to go?
What do you mean, how did I happen to go?
Well, when you left here, you was cold sober.
Oh, well, I thought I told you. You know, I had an Annie Oakley. You know that Signor Vermicelli from the opera company?
Yeah.
Well, I waited on him the other day, and he asked me if I liked opera, and before I had a chance to answer, he gave me a free ticket.
Well, with the kind of service you give people, you deserved it. Come here. Didn't you like nothing about the opera?
Well, just one thing.
What?
The blonde sitting next to me. Well, anyway, we had quite a literary discussion about music. And somehow I happened to mention about the opera that I wrote.
The opera you wrote?
You seem aghasted.
You ain't never told me you wrote an opera?
Well, Eddie, I don't tell you everything. Like, for instance, I didn't tell you that I took a bath last week.
Did you?
Well, no, I'm just using as an example. Of...
You write an opera.
Why not? Some guys shoot pool, some guys go out with dames. I happen to write operas. And mine is one that the people will be able to understand, too. Now, take last night. There was a lot of suffering going on, you know, but nobody knew why. With my opera, it's going to be different.
You're so right.
As I say, why is it that people enjoy an opera on the radio so much, Eddie?
Why?
A very good question. The reason is, it's because Milton J. Cross keeps interrupting, you see? He makes everything clear, and that's what gave me the idea for my opera. I wrote one with a built-in commentator.
Well, who's going to be this commentator?
Ed Wynn. I'm going to try the opera out here tonight, and Ed Wynn will do the commentating. And, Eddie, this opera can't miss. I can see it already. It's opening night. Me name is up in lights. Limousines driving up. Ladies with evening gowns. Men with tails. Well, hello, Finnegan.
What's he doing?
Writing an opera.
Oh. Is it tough to write an opera?
No, not at all.
How does it work?
Simple as ABC.
Oh, yeah? How does that work?
Well, Finnegan, to write operas, you got to visualize. You know, for a stupid guy, you got a very intelligent face.
Well, thanks, Josh.
Yeah. I'm sure that if you had been born with a forehead, it would have been a high one. Well, as I say, you got to visualize the thing as a whole.
In the head?
In your case, yes. Now, as I say, if you visualize the...
What's that word again, Art?
Visualize.
Do you mind if I ask you a pertinent question?
Go ahead.
What's the meaning of the word pertinent?
Finnegan, I'd answer that question, but I fail to see where it is irrelevant.
Well, thanks, Arch. I think that covers it.
Hey, Archie, did I hear that you wrote an opera?
Yeah, that's right.
And you're going to put it on here tonight?
Why not?
Should I tell him?
Look, Miss Duffy, just because you studied singing with that broken-down Yashapanya Slavnik...
Broken down?
You heard me, broken down.
Archie, I'll have you know that Yashapanya Slavnik is a very high-priced teacher.
How much does he charge?
$15 a lesson.
$15 a lesson?
Yeah. Of course, if you pay cash, there's a discount.
How much is it then?
20 cents. Of course, to get the discount, you have to bring your own piano.
Well, naturally. But even Miss Duffy at 20 cents, I think the guy is still robbing you.
Oh, yeah? Yasha says that I'm his most promising pupil.
He does, huh?
Yeah. And believe me, that's quite a compliment coming from a man who once shook hands with Nick Lucas.
Well, maybe we can use you tonight.
As a singer?
Certainly not as a showgirl. Now get in the back room and start practicing.
Why do I have to practice?
I would like my opera singers to practice what they screech. Now let me see. Who else could we get to sing the other part?
Say, Arch, Eddie tells me you're putting on an opera tonight.
That's right, Joe.
Do you need a singer?
Everybody wants to get into the act. Yeah, Joe, we need a singer. You want to audition me?
Okay. Rito Pagliaccio. Singers run in my family, you know.
I can see why. Joe, maybe you better stick to singing the praises of Vitalis, huh? Well, Eddie, I got the opera finished.
Oh, that's nice. What you gonna call this masterpiece?
Well, I was thinking of calling it, Carmen.
That's a tricky little name.
Thank you. It don't make sense, of course, but it has a nice operatic feel. Mm-hmm. Now, let me just polish this thing a little now. Mm-hmm. This half note here, I think I'll change that to a quarter note. In case a little dame sings it, you know. Now, this minor fifth, I think I'll make that a demented fourth. Yeah, that's a lot better. Now, let's see.
Hey, Arch, that guy did just come in.
Yeah?
He looks like an idiot.
Finnegan, that's Ed Wynn.
Hello, Archie.
Finnegan, I think you was right.
You know, I hope I'm awfully late, Archie.
You hope you're late? Why?
Well, my face joke depends on it. I thought that was clever when I put that in there. I had an awful time getting here, Archie. I had an awful time, really.
Yeah? Well, didn't you take the number 8 bus like I told you?
The number 8 bus?
Yeah.
For heaven's sake, no. I came the hard way. 2 4s.
Well, hey, that's a very funny joke. Well, Mr. Wynn, I'm glad you came down here tonight. You see, I got a little proposition.
You know, that reminds me of a joke.
What's the joke?
Well, it's a joke. I think you'll enjoy this, you know.
Yeah?
It's the joke about the fellow who brought a girl home to the girl's father.
Uh-huh.
See? Now, you got to follow this. Uh-huh. So the father says to the boy, says, "What have you done to my daughter? Look at her. She's all suntanned." When you hear this. So the fella said to the girl's father, he said, "Well, I took her to the beach." And the father says, "You did, eh? Will you leave this house and never darken my daughter again?" Did you get that? Not a good joke.
Well, anyway, you see, I was to the opera last night.
Did I ever tell you the joke about the man who had only 2 teeth, Archie?
2 teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man had 2 teeth. One in his upper jaw and one in his lower jaw. This is very funny. One day, the tooth in the lower jaw said to the tooth in the upper jaw that we ought to get together for lunch sometime. I'm kidding. You know that's good. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Wynn... As I was saying, I went to the opera last night.
Oh, that reminds me, you know. Archie, I'm in quite a predicament.
A predicament?
Yes, I've been having trouble with my stomach, and the doctor told me to diet. But he didn't tell me what color, you know?
I can see I'm in a bit of a predicament myself.
Yeah?
I went to the opera last night.
Oh, that reminds me of another one. Just what you said. Do you like food, Archie?
Wouldn't sit down to a meal without it.
That sounds funnier than anything I've said so far. That's a steady trick. Well, I'm glad you like food anyhow, Archie. If you want a wonderful dinner, I want you to take down this recipe. Will you do that?
Okay.
Well, now, first, you take a large takey, and you clean the takey very carefully.
Uh-huh.
Then you take a goose, which is a little smaller than the takey, and you place the goose inside of the takey. Now, inside the goose, you place a little duck. Then inside the duck, you put a chicken, and in the chicken, you put a squab. What a dish that is. Inside the squab, you put an olive, you see?
An olive?
Yeah. Then you cook the whole thing for about 3 hours, and it's wonderful.
Really?
Oh, yes. Cooked that way, an olive is simply delicious.
I imagine the part around the wishbone must be great. But as I was saying, Mr. Wynn, you see, the trouble with opera is that the people don't understand it, you
Archie,
see.
Last week I took my girl to the opera, Archie. What do you think happened?
What?
Well, you'll enjoy this. I keep laughing because I love life, you know. I'll tell you the whole story. I took my girl to see the opera, got a Dameron, you know.
Watch your language, please.
Oh, I... We're making this up, you know, as we go along. So far,
surprise,
he's ahead of me.
Surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Shall we start the whole thing over again?
No. Let's take it from the Goddard Dameron.
All right. Anyhow,
what happened?
I took my girl to the opera, got a Dameron, and I didn't hear one word of the opera, Archie.
No?
She talked and talked and talked all through the opera. I didn't hear any of the overture. I didn't hear any of the singing. Even after the opera, she kept talking. I heard none of the opera, got a Dameron. And last night, she called me up again, and she asked me would I like to take her to the opera, this time for Rigoletto. Do you know what I said? I said, I'd love to take you. I've never heard you in Rigoletto.
Well, Mr. Wynn, as I was saying, I went to the opera last night and decided that people don't understand opera, so I wrote myself with a commentator, and I want you to be the commentator.
Well, why didn't you say so before?
Well, I tried to, but you seem to have a slight impediment in my speech. What, will you do it?
Oh, I'd love to do it. You know what I'll do, Archie? I'll go out and put on my opera clothes. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
Miss Archie, this opera, I mean, this Carmen.
Yes?
This, Mr. Wynn, is he the gentleman that's going to make it clear?
Yes. But he's going to do sort of a commentary. Hey, a commentary? I guess I'm pretty good with the jokes myself. I must send that one into the Reader's Digest.
Well, I hope they got a reader that can digest it.
Time to take a short break on Duffy's Tavern, but we'll refill those glasses right after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models in a never-changing world. We strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Chili Billy Bean.
Who are you, senor?
I am Don Jose, a gay caballero and hombre about town.
Ain't you the Uno? Wait. You are not Don Jose, the great lover.
You see this badge?
What does it say?
tamale inspector.
In Spain, this is a very big joke. At this point, Carmen discloses that she is Carmen, and Don Jose discloses that he is Don Jose. Or is it the other way around? Well, it doesn't matter, just as long as it's clear. Anyway, Carmen and Don Jose sing a duet.
I am Carmen, and I'm no prude.
What a hunk of punkitude.
Mr. Wynn, and, in case we have some, in case we have some dopes here, perhaps you better explain the word punkitude.
Punkitude?
Yes.
Well, that means that Carmen is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's the idea of punkitude. Of course, I don't like to be catty, but a great deal of her beauty is due to makeup, you know. In fact, Carmen wears so much makeup that if you want to kiss her, you have to drill for it, you know. Anyway, in the next scene, we see Carmen sitting on a park bench. Don Jose sneaks up behind her and puts his hands over her eyes. Both of his hands. Then he whispers in her ear. He says, Carmen, do you love me? And she says, of course I love you. Who are you? This makes Don Jose suspicious. Our next scene is the public square. The square speaks.
Buenos Aires.
Who are you, pig?
I am your hated rival. I am Don Schlemilio.
You are Don Schlemilio?
Yes.
I am Don Jose.
And I am Don Carmen.
I love Carmen.
And I love Carmen.
And I love Carmen.
You love Carmen?
Yes.
Once again, the infernal triangle.
I love her, and he loves she.
If he loves her, then I hate he.
He loves me.
And so does he.
This makes it fun for loves of me.
Oh, I hate you.
And I hate you.
But I hate you more than you hate me.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. We hate each other with a love to
By now, Don Jose and Don Schlemilio hate each other. And the audience is in a pretty nasty mood, too. Well, anyhow, in the next act, a complete year has passed, and Carmen has gotten quite heavy. But Don Jose does not care. He still worships the very ground she sinks into.
Senorita Carmen.
Da.
Carmen, can you ever forget that night in Madrid?
Sure. What's it worth to you?
Azusa, Carmen, why is it you are so mean to me?
It's because I hate you.
Stromboli. Then why for you go out with me?
It's because I love suffer.
Then, Carmen, marry me. Carmen, I love you. Will you marry me?
I will marry no one. I am fancy free.
But I cannot live without your love. I am a lost little dove.
Ha, 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 ha. You met our fool. The one I love is me.
You know. Really, it's a wonderful opera, this is. In the next act, it is the day of the big bullfight.
Now, there is much excitement and everybody is having a good time. We even hear the vendors walking up and down through the arena.
Get your red hot bull burgers, yeah! Get your bull burgers, yeah!
Well, there is much excitement and the toreadors are having a good time. And now the bullfight starts. Dutch Familio faces the bull. He is a ferocious beast, and his nostrils quiver as he paws the ground. And the bull is pretty tough, too. But Dutch Familio and the bull stare at each other. They cannot decide who will make the face move, so the bull tosses him for it. You think that needs repetition or something? There was a lull there. The bull tosses him for it. I want to send that to some other comedian. All right. In the meantime, still talking about Carmen.
Okay.
In the meantime, Don Jose has proposed to Carmen again. This enrages Carmen, so she kills Don Jose. This gives Flamilio an idea, and he kills Carmen. Not to be outdone, Don Jose gets up and kills Flamilio. And as the three of them lie there on the stage waiting for the Undertaker, they sing.
And now I feel I must drop dead.
Drop dead.
I feel that we can never wed.
Drop dead.
The time has come when I must die.
Death of the golden eagle.
Time now to
drop dead.
Drop dead.
Drop dead.
Mr. Wynn, I think you should explain that last part to the audience.
Archie, I've listened to this opera for 10 minutes now.
Yeah?
I think you should explain the last part to the audience.
What do you mean?
Drop dead.
For this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday. Duffy's Tavern Transcribed is brought to you by Mum, the safer deodorant, and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Blending a bit of opera with that oh-so-classy clientele at Duffy's Tavern. That was from May 25th, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and while the announcer stated that Mr. District Attorney was coming up next back then, here on Wynn Radio Was, we'll stick with the comedies and offer up Father Knows Best right after this break.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many clues from the very beginning. I'd been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM33.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
Order The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Former Trump White House official Brooke Rollins explains how she and other conservatives are preparing to help the next Republican president advance their agenda and successfully fight the bureaucracy. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of the Bill Walton Show, Rollins also explains how President Trump was able to accomplish so much despite the government working against him, and how getting the right congressional staffers is vital. Follow the Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and More Comedy. Before the break, we visited Duffy's Tavern. And from the Big Apple, we now travel to the Midwestern community of Springfield. I believe the Anderson family are planning their summer vacation. This is from July 6th of 1950.
Mother, is Maxwell House really the only coffee in the world?
Well, your father says so, and your father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. The coffee that's always good to the last drop. Quite a few years ago, a poet said, "Write me a verse, my old machine. I lack for an inspiration. The skies are blue and the trees are green, and I long for a long vacation." Well, writers aren't the only ones who dream of blue skies and Elysian fields. They just talk about it more than anyone else. Bankers and bricklayers, cobblers and carpenters, they all dream of vacation time, even as you and I. Even as do the Andersons in the white frame house on Maple Street. Like this.
Well, give me one reason. Give me one good reason.
Jim, we've been spending our vacation at Round Lake for almost 10 years.
That's what I mean. We're in a rut.
But you've always liked Round Lake. Why this sudden affection for Highland Hills?
Because, honey, look, I had a long talk with Henry Liggett today.
You've said yourself we can't afford to do the things the Liggetts do.
But Henry said it isn't expensive. Maybe a little more than Round Lake, but not much.
I like Round Lake. It's small. It's informal. And you've always liked it, too.
Margaret, it isn't that I don't like Round Lake. It's just that, well, you mustn't forget that we're getting ahead in Springfield. I'm a successful businessman. I've got to conduct myself like a successful businessman. There's a certain dignity about Highland Hills.
Father!
What is it, Betty?
Did you remember to pick up my blue dress at the cleaners?
It won't be ready until tomorrow.
He said he'd have it today.
Remind me to call my lawyer in the morning. We'll sue. She's got a whole closet full of dresses, but if she can't have that particular one... What was I saying?
Highland Hills is dignified.
Oh. Well, we'll meet a lot of people who may do me a great deal of good in a business way. And besides...
They have a wonderful golf course.
Yes. Margaret, Henry Liggett assured me...
Jim, you don't seem to understand. A vacation has a definite purpose. You're supposed to relax.
Why can't you relax at Highland Hills?
Because it's a very fashionable resort. Oh. Everyone is always dressed to the eyes. There isn't a peaceful moment in the entire day.
That isn't so. Why, Henry Liggett told me...
Mother!
I'm sorry, dear. What is it, Kathy?
May I have a glass of milk?
Not now, dear. We'll be having our dinner in a few minutes.
But I'm thirsty.
Drink some water.
Water? Okay.
Sounds as though she never heard of this stuff.
Jim, you know, there are several things you seem to have forgotten. First, we've had our reservation at Round Lake since last August.
That's no problem, Margaret. They can get rid of that cottage in 2 minutes if we give it up.
And second, you take only a 2-week vacation, and of course weekends, but the children and I are gone for the entire summer. Certainly you ought to consider our feelings in the matter.
All right, I'll tell you what. We'll take a vote on it.
What kind of a vote?
I'll explain the whole setup to the kids, and then we'll take a vote. Round Lake versus Highland Hills. That's fair, isn't it?
Jim, that's the silliest idea I've ever heard. Do you mean you're going to let a mere infant like Kathy...
Well, she'll only have half a vote.
Jim.
And to make sure I get a fair shake, I'll take the other half.
All right, Jim. I just hope you know what you're doing.
I think I do. Betty? Bob? Kathy?
Coming, Daddy.
Boy, it's about time. I'm starved.
Your father wants to talk to you, Bud.
About what? I didn't do anything. Did I?
Do you want me, Father?
Come down here. We've got something important to discuss.
Oh? Okay. What's all the shooting for, partner?
Kathy, if you don't... Oh, Kathy, look at your dress.
It got splashed.
That's the greatest understatement of the week. What were you doing, deep-sea diving in the sink?
I was taking a drink.
Well, why didn't you use a glass?
You said I should drink some water. You didn't say to use a glass.
Kathy.
Yes, Daddy?
Breathe.
What?
I haven't told you to breathe lately. I wouldn't want you to stop now.
Dad, I think I know where I can find it if somebody didn't take it.
If somebody didn't take what?
The library book.
What library book?
The one I lost. Isn't that what you want to talk to me about?
No.
Oh.
Father, Mr. Manassian promised that he'd have the blue dress ready today.
Betty, he didn't feel well. He had a headache.
Oh. Well, I didn't need it anyway.
Dad.
What is it, Bud?
Joe Phillips and I are going to chip in and pay for the parking ticket together.
You got a parking ticket?
You didn't want to talk about that either, huh?
No, but we will.
Yeah, I figured we would.
Jim, we only have a few minutes before dinner.
All right, Margaret, I'll tell them about it right now.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll put the biscuits in the oven.
That'll be fine, dear.
You're listening to Father Knows Best on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Especially given money is tight these days, you should look to your mobile carrier for deals to ensure you're not spending more than you need to. I caught up with Ashley Collette, communications manager at Verizon, to hear about a free 5G phone offer, which you may have heard in the past for new customers, but Verizon is now extending this to existing customers as well.
At Verizon, we want to show the love for all our customers. So new or current, you trade in your phone, sign up for one of our amazing 5G unlimited plans, and you can get up to $800 to put towards a new 5G phone.
Ashley says you should also look for perks offered by your mobile carrier.
All of our 5G unlimited plans offer Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Hulu, Apple Arcade, Google Play Pass, Apple Music, across all of our plans. You might get that free for 6 months, might be for a year. I would encourage people to check out our website,
which is Verizon.com. That's Verizon.com.
Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. This week on Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship, we spoke with Dr. Bill Dorfman. And he had this to say about his entrepreneurial journey.
We sat down and put paper to pencil and just came up with the whole business plan. And we grew Discus Dental from zero to $1.3 billion in sales. And over 20 years, and then we sold the company to Philips in 2010. In fact, I sold Discus Dental on 10-10-10 at 10 a.m. So I have this little pen that I walk around with. This is on my phone.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now let's get back to Robert Young starring in Father Knows Best on Win Radio One.
Jim, we only have a few minutes before dinner.
All right, Margaret, I'll tell them about it right now.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll put the biscuits in the oven.
That'll be fine, dear. Kids, what would you say if I told you we weren't going to Round Lake this summer?
Father!
Holy cow, Dad.
We didn't do anything, Daddy.
Now, wait a minute. There's no need to get all upset. I was merely trying to find out what you think about going somewhere besides Round Lake, that's all.
Besides, you mean we can go someplace else? For the whole summer? Creepers!
Hey, I know a good place to go.
Now, just a minute, Bud. I want to go to Camp Mishawaski.
Now, wait a minute.
Father, there's the most heavenly place.
I know a place way up in the hills, and Joe Phillips says they don't do anything all day but play baseball.
Stop it.
Dick Andrews and Bill Martin are going to be the lifeguards, and they told me you've never seen any place.
I said stop it.
Patty Davis is going to Camp Mishawaski, and if she can go to Camp Mishawaski, I don't see why I can't go to Camp...
Stop it.
Mishawaski?
I've never heard anything like this in my life. Anybody think you were reared in a barn?
But, Father, you said...
Never mind what I said. I didn't say anything about Dick Andrews or Joe Phillips or any idiotic camp wishy-washy.
Mishawaski.
Thank you. Now, if you'll just simmer down for a few minutes, maybe I can get a word in edgewise. It's not a question of going just any place. I've got another spot all picked out.
Is it Camp Mishawaski?
No, it isn't Camp Mishawaski.
Gee whiz.
And it isn't the place where Dick Andrews is the lifeguard, or the place where they do nothing but play baseball with antelopes all day.
Jumping creepers.
Go ahead, Bud.
What?
I said go ahead, drop the other shoe.
Holy cow.
All right. Now, I've been talking this whole thing over with your mother, and we've agreed to put it to a vote. We'll decide between Round Lake and...
Yes?
Highland Hills.
Oh, no!
Gosh, Dad, what do you want to go there for?
I want to go to Camp Mishawaski.
Yeah, go to bed.
It isn't even dark yet.
Well, close your eyes and go to bed.
Can't I just close my mouth?
All right. But keep it closed.
Yes, Daddy.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Anybody'd think I was asking you to go to Siberia to work in the salt mines.
I'd rather go to Siberia.
Well, we'll see if it can be arranged.
Father, Janie Liggett went to Highland last year, and she hated it.
Is that so? Her father said they had a wonderful time.
But it's just like the old lady's home.
You have to walk around on your tiptoes. And you can't even talk.
Kathy.
I didn't say anything, Daddy.
Highland Hills is one of the finest resorts in the entire country.
But it's so dead, Father. There aren't any boys there. Or anything.
Well, Bud will be there, and he's a boy.
Father.
Boy, am I gonna have fun.
Look, I know it's your vacation. I want you to have a good time. But don't you think we ought to pick out a place we can all enjoy? You mustn't be selfish about it. Bud, you wouldn't like a place that's all cluttered up with Betty's boyfriends, would you?
I'd like it better than Highland Hills.
And Betty certainly wouldn't want to go to a spot where they do nothing but play baseball, would you, Betty?
I'd rather go there than Highland Hills.
And you certainly wouldn't want to wind up in a hole called Washy Whiskey.
Mishawaski.
That's even worse. Now, at Highland Hills...
Father, why can't we just go back to Round Lake?
Everybody likes it up there.
Highland Hills is a place for comfort and relaxation. It is noted as a fisherman's paradise, a spot where whole families can enjoy a peaceful, restful vacation in the most attractive of surroundings. Nestled in the foothills...
Daddy!
What is it, Kathy?
Patty Davis is going to Camp Mishawaski, and she's my best friend, and I don't care if I do have to go to bed. I don't like Highland Hills.
Well, I'm not concerned whether you do or not. You only have half a vote.
What?
Jim, dinner's ready.
We'll be in a second, honey. I was just explaining to the children...
Mother, we don't want to go to Highland Hills.
You can't have any fun up there, Mom. Honest, you can.
Now, just a minute.
Jim, if the children feel that strongly about it...
But they haven't given me a chance to explain.
We've always been very happy at Round Lake.
It's not a question of Round Lake. They've all got a different place they want to go. And for the most idiotic reasons. Because they play baseball, or because Dick Andrews is a lifeguard... Why should the whole family go to a place we know nothing about just because Dick Andrews is a lifeguard?
Daddy, why don't you answer the phone?
I'll answer it myself. Man wants to do something special for his family, and what thanks does he get? Everybody acts as though I was sending him to jail. Silliest family I've ever seen. Hello?
Mr. Anderson, I have all the information for you on Highland Hill.
Oh, hello, Miss Thomas. What did you find out?
They have a 2-bedroom cottage available for the season.
Good.
And the manager says he's quite sure that cooking privileges can be arranged.
Fine. What did he say about the rates?
Well, there isn't much choice, Mr. Anderson. They just have this one cottage left at $54. That's without meals, of course.
$54? Hey, that's wonderful. That's even less than Round Lake.
I don't think so, Mr. Anderson.
Miss Thomas, we've been paying $500 a season at Round Lake, and that comes to over $60 a week.
Mr. Anderson, this is $54 a day.
Well, naturally, but... A what?
$54 a day.
$54 a day?
That's right.
Thank you very much, Miss Thomas. I'll see you at the office in the morning.
Would you like me to call them about the reservation tonight?
No, I think we'd better forget about it for the time being. Thank you again, Miss Thomas.
Good night.
Good night, Miss Thomas. $54.
Jim, everything's getting cold. You won't enjoy your dinner at all.
What?
I said it... Jim, what is it?
Nothing, Margaret. But I've just had a great idea.
Oh?
Yes, sir, absolutely great. Instead of arguing about Highland Hills and all those other places, why don't we just go up to Round Lake?
The first half of Vacation arrives, an episode of Father Knows Best from July 1950. We'll add the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard comedian Ed Wynn as a guest on Duffy's Tavern, and my question pertains to him. According to legend, while performing at a theater in Vincennes, Indiana, Wynn encouraged a young newspaper boy to pursue his dreams as a performer. That fella took the advice to heart and became a stage, radio, film, and television comedy legend. I'll provide his colorful name and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compe Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, y van los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Ed Wynn. And I mentioned, according to legend, while performing at a theater in Vincennes, Indiana, he encouraged a young newspaper boy to pursue his dreams as a performer. That young fellow was none other than Red Skelton. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but hey, take a little time and visit us at our website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.